Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
like that, when we start out like that, you know it's going to be a hot, hot program. Welcome to the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun. I'm your host, Dry Bones. We're about to lay it down again. I don't know last night if Ilya Z. Dantor came on our sister program, sister station program, Antoinette. I believe they did it last night. I hope she was on. If she was, please go to the podcast because we're going to kick a little bit about Haiti today. Ilya Z. Dantor was on last night with Antoinette. And we did not get a chance to check it, but we were hoping to get her on this morning. I did not get a confirmation, so we're going to keep it rolling. But I got a hot topic because guess what? Like we told you from past shows, Haiti got some gold, some copper, and a whole bunch of stuff. But we're going to get even deeper today because we got to go where we always go, to the bottom, to where it all starts at, and dig deep to find out what's really going on. Just to talk where facts matters, and of course, facts always matters on this program. So that's why you need to listen up, because we don't like to give you falsehoods. So today's program, like all programs, is going to get hotter because we don't have much time. We're talking to all three phases today. First, I want y'all to know that the show program is called the CRT Report. And we're going to take the first phase of this program to show you how critical race theory is no more than another stage event paid for by some families that don't look like you. This is what the cases always are. They put these black faces in, and to give you this hope of that everything is happening. But in this particular phase, most people don't even know how this started. If I go out right now and tell people what's CRT, what's critical race theory, they'll be saying the dumbest things like it's teaching us to get the truth out of everything what happened to us as black people. And I'm like, really? And then you ask them, well, could you give us some things that you know? Well, we've been held back. Okay. How long have we been held back? And who were the helpers of our holding back? And how did they get the money to create this race, critical race theory? And it's the name alone. Theory is just it's not even real. Theory means it's a thought. Meaning you could sit down and say, let's theorize about how we're going to get rich. Until it's brought into practicality, it's just a theory. So we'll be hitting that. And of course, this 11 o'clock hour, we got to hit on Haiti, man. Oh, my goodness. Because the wife is here in South Florida at a hospital here. I believe it's Jackson down here in good old MIA. So no word on her. No interviews on her. I wonder why. And in the third part of the program, man, we're going to lay it down to you. We told you. Y'all been saying it. All laid out. Anybody who does not know why they want to go door-to-door to vaccinate you, you better listen carefully as we get into the Helios Hour, which will be on the 12 o'clock frequency. So we about to get deep today. Now, let's just get deep with this. Anything that started by the NAACP, Urban League, National Action Network, and all this stuff, means that it has to have major players. Major money got to go in the energy to drive you to go out to do what you've been told to do. Now, most groups who are beyond foolishness will progress even rapidly now that you start to learn what's going on and how this thing is working. They want you to believe that the school system is for you. How can that be true when black schools and white schools, from the very beginning, there was a battle over what schools we should go to? Statistically, black folks must have forgotten that you did better in your own schools, obviously, and vice versa. And see, the whole battle of putting you in schools and getting the federal government to segregate, desegregate the schools, here's where you know the New World Order was already in play, because they went into each and one state and got federal help through lawyers to bring in the federal government to force you to integrate. It wasn't by loving pronouncement of our love for humanity and our love for each other. Blacks was being fed a propaganda of integration Weiss was being fed a propaganda of segregation. Both propagandas were paid for and financed by somebody. Now, here's where this program gets deep. We don't play because the money trail is real. Got time to play no more. You did not finance no civil rights movement at all. Now, nobody. I just watched a show on Prime about the Black Miami. So sad. Dr. Dunn was on there and some of the great historians. And it just was so sad to watch. To watch the Bahamian influences. The Haitian and how the Cubans came in. And I watched it and I analyzed it because I lived it up until the McDuffie Rise. I came after McDuffie Rise. And go to show you how history can be totally distorted. You will never know these things took place because they can hide it. That's why it's called a woke. You not a woke no more. They want you to go back to sleep. See, keeping you asleep and under the seduction of narcotics and subliminal suggestion from the television, you will believe anything at this point in time. You will believe that blacks hate America based on what they show you, but then they want to join the USA Olympics. It's totally dichotomy of total psychotic behavior. I hate the country, but I want to be in the Olympics. Really? Well, you don't think they've been analyzing this for the past hundreds of years? And this critical race report that we're going to do today will blow everybody out the water, really. Because it all came from you. You the people. And then we're going to get deeper because I want to know, Queen Shalene, you said something about the Mars and how Elon Musk name that comes from Mars is named Elon. We're going to get into that at the 12-hour because y'all don't know how deep this program going to get today. See, I don't know they're going into space tomorrow or this is the day. You know, a lot of stuff going on while you're looking at all this foolishness. And, of course, we got to lay it down like we do with the facts matter. So let's first get into the beginning of this. This civil rights movement, this critical thought pattern comes from the writers of Sojourner Truth, Frederick Douglass, W.E. Du Bois, and Martin Luther King. Others study law, feminism, and post-structuralism. Developed this curriculum in the current time frame of the mid-1970s. While this was going on, the scholar, everybody should look him up, Derek Bell, Alan Freeman, and Richard Delgado, Mexican guy. They all, one is dead and they all old. See, I told you the old don't go nowhere. They don't want to go nowhere. Neither do I. So obviously, they're coming up with everything they could think of to carry on an agenda that they have been paid for. All of them are academia at high levels. High levels. All of them are from Harvard, Yale, like we told you, probably into the Black Boule. They all are entrenched in this so-called maze of trying to free the black people. So when they came up with this, question is, who gave them the money? I just told you. They're college graduates of high academia. They gave them the money. Just look them up. And this is what their concept was. They said, according to, I would have believed in this. It says they identify as dangerously slow progress following the civil rights in the 1960s. So their premise is that the civil rights movement that they came out of producing so slow that racism could never change. That is their premise. Now, we're going to start the program off with Derek Bell, the one he is called the godfather of critical race theory. They have a woman today. They got many of them. They got Crenshaw, the sister, beautiful sister, then Crenshaw. She can seduce anybody into believing this shit. But I'm going to be honest with you. When you get to a certain age, you ain't going to believe nothing no more based off no pussy. Because you know right then and there, it's a setup. Anytime they start bringing out a bunch of women looking good, talking about, yeah, this is how it is, yet they rich, living good, eating good, going to the best restaurants to do their academical studies, going to the best seminars that pays them tens of thousands of dollars to talk, and I'm supposed to go along with this? So I want you to hear briefly. This is so easy to understand. He tells you back in the day when he was able, I never knew of him, really, because they always keep who put it together out of the main focus till you start looking it up, like, that's what this program is about, looking it up. Found out, too much money trail. NAACP, civil rights, academia was with the civil rights movement from this foundation of the King era. You know, this type of stuff should be red flags. You know why? Because if you're telling me what was did at that time is useless and cannot be fulfilled, then what the hell are you going to tell me now to make it feel me, to make me feel better, to make me feel like, oh, so now they're going to tell me my new, not telling me because they know I ain't going to listen to it. We're going to have some rebuttals to your shit, but they're going to give it to the kids. See, they're going to give it to the dumbest of dumb, kid minds. So when the kid grows up or the child grows up or the school system that is now under control of fascism teachers, this is what this, I mean, I'm just being real. This is in their own books. Marxist teachers who want to put you in a dichotomy. When somebody say, I want to change the system, first thing you want to ask them, if you got any sense, is to what system are we going? And could you give me a clear understanding of how we supposed to get there if you are the leader of this academic push? So for those of you who do not know who the Godfather is, he's dead now. Died on October the 5th, 2011, I believe, on my birthday. Interesting concept. Listen carefully, because this is where we're picking up on who the hell paid for this theory.
Derek Bell is one of this country's leading experts on race, racism, and the law. In the 1960s, he worked as a lawyer with Thurgood Marshall and the NAACP to desegregate public schools in the Deep South. He was the first black tenured law professor at Harvard, where he spent more than 20 years before leaving in 1990 to protest the law school's failure to add a tenured black woman to its faculty. Bell is the author of several books on the struggle for racial justice in this country. His newest is Faces at the Bottom of the Well, The Permanence of Racism. Hello and welcome.
Thank you very much, Marcia. Happy to be here.
Why is racism so indestructible?
One of the things I think is that we have mischaracterized it. We've misdiagnosed it, if you will. For years and years, we thought that racism was an aberration. A defect on the American scene, one that was a holdover from slavery, one that we had the tools to correct through law, and one that there was a desire to correct. And it's taken us a long time to recognize that that was a wrong diagnosis, that racism is an important stabilizing function, serves as a stabilizing function in a society that is built on property. And in a society where a great many whites don't have any property to speak of, certainly don't have as much as those on the top, what this society has given them from the time of slavery to the present is a sense of property in their whiteness, that their skin color enables them to somehow identify and live vicariously the lives of those on the top, as also through the soap operas and the tabloids and the hopes through the lotteries, and to feel superior to blacks who, whatever their status, are deemed on the bottom.
Now, how simple can that be? He told you. And I think we all talked about this before, that when the white folks came over here from the European countries, except for Spain and Portugal, they already had black people with them on the ship. So already that premise of white supremacy did not exist at that time. It had developed over time when they got over here and started saying, well, let's put them over there under the queen and king's auspices. But, you know, it takes time to get over here. So by the time they would get over here and come back and go back and forth, they had developed relationships with the indigenous people who happen to be copper color, or if not darker, or if maybe lighter. But copper definitely is a color that they described them as. if this is the case, and you come back and you only had 500 white folks, now they got 1,000, but the 1,000 look like the other 500 look like mulattoes. Obviously, you know there's some sex going on over here, and if we don't get a grab a hold on this game, then we gonna lose them to the indigenous. So of course, the game came up as time went on, and then we found out that what they did was use color. That's where the process of the 1700s. Because the day is 7/11. I hope you know the day was why I'm saying all this. Because see, this is the day the Moors was beaten and defeated in 7/11. Today is 7/11. So we're going to get deep on all aspects today. So if that's the case, just like the Moors left a bunch of mulattoes, that's what, that helped them go to the new land from their fathers. And just because you're mulatto means you just light. That means you got another daddy and mama as well. You could be brown as brown, brown than your white mama, brown than your white daddy. It does not make a difference if you are both of two different groups, right? You're now a new group. That's why they came up with this concept of those from England and different countries that were whiter. Of course, we got to let you think of that you're better. So that premise he just said is factual. Because that's what they did. They decided that we was going to keep white people believing that they were of the monarch of bloodline. Even though they look like each other, they did not have the same bloodline. Just like blacks don't look like each other, do not have the same bloodline. Same concept. Not that it's a new concept. It's the same concept that was taken from India prior to the white people coming into the slave trade game. This was already going on. So this is not new. But what is new is the theory of making you think it's new. And there's nothing new under the Helios. So we about to bust this thing wide open this morning. Y'all better find out how much money critical race theory is getting from the government and wonder why you still broke-ass, poor ghetto, in the ghettos, broke as hell, waiting on the next stimulus. Stimulus is phallic symbol talk to stroke your ego. You waiting on a stimulus check, not going to work. This is, you falling prey to what's going to take prey. Now, I'm going to show you before we get y'all on the line, I'm going to play two dichotomies because I don't want y'all to think I'm just going to be on one. See, that is the liberal. It's five tenets to this whole critical race thing. Five tenets. Remember I told you five. Y'all heard Brother Eddie, five. Five tenets. I didn't even realize. I said, damn, five tenets to the social programming? Bro, them five tenets is deep. So y'all want to get into that, look that up, some of y'all, and then why the five tenets? The five tenets slope into some crazy, outrageous thought patterns that you have to wonder, some of it do sound pretty good. Some of it do sound like, it could work. And then I realized, wait a minute, they're going after their own white people. This is what white people, you better think about this one. See, they know you're the Anglo-Saxon Protestant. They hate you. Your Vatican hates you. Always have hated you. You're one of the most notorious of all white groups is the Anglo-Saxon. Most hated by the Vatican. Martin Luther. That's why they gave you Martin Luther King to go into the double face of the so-called haters. So black folks have been under the auspices of a hated group too. Based on canon law, obviously. Some of you should read it. But it's not based off the royal black people. See, if there's a black group that does not get touched at all. And see, you've been warned about this for a long time, that there's different color barriers in the black gang, just like we've seen on the Black Miami. See, I didn't realize until I heard it again how the Bahamians and the blacks from Georgia that came into Florida, Alabama, they didn't like each other. That came from Dr. Dunn, critical race theory teacher. That's what he is too. Let's be honest. Most of our black academia are part of this critical race theory propaganda gang. And he said himself, the Bahamians didn't get along with the blacks. The blacks, he said himself, he's never seen such hatred of the Haitians by the blacks here in Miami. That came out of his mouth. He said, we treated the Haitians bad. Now I got here, that was a true statement. Treat them terrible. To the point where we were listening to the white folks tell us to not be good to them. And then, of course, the Jamaicans, who out there better than everybody. Them and the Bahamians and the Jamaicans, they feel they're better than everybody that's black. This came out their mouth, not mine. This came out the history of Miami, which was on Netflix. Dr. Dunn, everybody who should know history, Dr. Dunn and them, and Thelma Gibson was on there. I think she might have passed, but she's on there. She was on there. This was done in 2011 or 2012, somewhere along that line. They did a documentary on Miami. It's just sad to know what took place and then to watch. My older sister, she was the best one on there. She said, blacks in power did nothing for us and doing it today. This come out their own mouth, academia, not mine. But I got to play one more thing for you. See, the reason why I'm saying this today, because the money game plays both sides. And I see how that works, even with your own family. You ever have money and you want to play one of your family members against the other one? All you got to do is give the other one more money than the other one. Don't tell the other one. The other one's going to tell them. Just give one $10,000 and give one $3,000. And the one that think y'all all friends, the $3,000 one going to start to become your enemy. That's how you better think about how this thing works. And then to please the other one, you finally give us, I didn't know. She told me you ain't need the money. Or he told me you don't need no money. I said, then they put the other one. Oh, you told him that. Then see, I'm going to fix it by giving you some money, but then I'm going to fix it again by now I got both of y'all arguing. But then in reality, I'm controlling both of y'all with the money. But since this show is about the dead people too, I got to play the dead.
With regret, with great regret, there's no organization in this country that could do more for the struggling black man than the black Muslim movement if it wanted to. But it has gotten into the possession of a man who's become senile in his old age and perhaps doesn't realize it. And then he has surrounded himself by his children who are now in power and want nothing but luxury and security and comfort and will do anything to safeguard their own interests. So I feel responsible for having played a major role in developing a criminal organization. It was not a criminal organization at the outstart. It was an organization that had the power, the spiritual power, to reform the criminal. And this is what you have to understand. As long as that strong spiritual power was in the movement, it gave the moral strength to the believer that would enable him to rise above all his negative tendencies. I know, because I went into the movement with more negative tendencies for the betterment of the community by any means necessary. And since tonight we had to get into this old nasty negative subject, we didn't want to bring up our program. We're going to have... But as the African nation, we became proud of it. And when they became proud of it, we began to have something... effect with it. But
you mentioned conspiracy between the black Muslims and the right wing in this country. Could you elaborate on that?
I mentioned the conspiracy between the Muslims and the right wing in this country. I know for a fact that there is a conspiracy between the Muslims and the Lincoln Rockwell Nazi and also the Ku Klux Klan. There is a conspiracy.
Describe this conspiracy.
Well, the Ku Klux Klan made a deal, or were trying to make a deal, with Elijah Muhammad in 1960 in the home of Jeremiah X, the minister in Atlanta at that time, who at present is the minister in Philadelphia. They were trying to make a deal with him to make available to Elijah Muhammad a county, a size tract of land in Georgia or South Carolina, where Elijah Muhammad could then induce Negroes to migrate and make it appear that his program of a segregated state or separated state was feasible. And to what extent these negotiations finally developed, I do not know, because I was not involved in them beyond the period of December 1960. But I do know that after that, Jeremiah, who was the minister throughout the South, could roam the entire South and the Klan not bother him in any way, shape, or form, nor would they bother any of the black Muslims from then on, nor would the black Muslims bother the Klan.
Are you inferring, then, that because of this conspiracy, the attempt was made upon your life?
The attempt could have been made upon my life. Ask that again.
Are you inferring that because of this conspiracy, the attempt was made on your life.
Not necessarily that conspiracy. The attempt was made upon my life because I speak my mind and I know too much, and they know that I will speak it whether they like it or not.
Now, I'm gonna cut there because it's a long. The premise there before I turn on the mics. The premise is this program started by Derrick Bell and some others, same time frame, the 60s, put together in the 70s. Malcolm X is telling you that there's two fractions being paid. It's a conspiracy. Now, y'all been told to hate conspiracies for some strange reason, so every time somebody says something that's sounding outrageous, oh, here conspiracists. That's conspiracy theorists. But notice the conspiracy normally turns true because it's obvious it did go that way because that's where all the blacks, and you hear them, that's why all the blacks in Georgia, in South Carolina, all your so-called conscious farming people, that's where they're located at, aren't they? So it can't be a hoax. Can't be like it's critical race theory that it has not theorized. This has come to fruition. By coming to fruition means it's a fact that they got everybody believing. He said, induce them to become here. Now, what was the reason for everybody wanting to go there? In today's program, it's like we told you about Haiti, how they took it over. We played it for the Haitian community, which I felt so bad for because I always felt the part because they were right there, 62nd and 12th, 62nd and 13th, where the temple was at. So we always had a connection with them because they dressed crazy and so did we. Head wraps and white, so we had a hell of a connection. But here I get the deepness of that is, wouldn't listen. Somebody, we told you they were going to take it over years ago in meetings I had before the internet. We said, they're going to take this over. They already wrote about it. They got leaders on here coming on, trying to act like we sounding crazy. But right now, if you don't know the Haitian-American connection, that's why it's happening. It's under France. And we'll get into that. But let's go now to what we talked about. Two factions, just like today, those who want the vaccination, those who don't, those who want race, critical race theory, those who don't, those who want to believe in this foolishness, and those who don't. Ain't no middle ground no more. We're going to open the mics. I know for sure Malcolm warned you, and it seems to be unheard. Derrick Bell told you it's a perpetual racism. Just like the perpetual purge, it's perpetual, can't be stopped. But yet he's sponsored by the NAACP. This is critically race thinking sponsored by the NAACP. I'm up on the mics. I got 8854. Let's get busy on this one.
Hey, bro, give me a couple minutes because this is a deep topic. The first time I heard about Derrick Bell, was when, I'm one of them so-called college educated Negroes. When I went back to Chicago State here to get my criminal justice degree, and what I learned about him in this, it was a black politics class I took. He's also an author, so one of the books he wrote was called Faces at the Bottom of the Well. And that's so right. That was one of the books we were basically using during the class, whatever. So basically the instructor was, I forgot, he was from even from Nigeria, Africa, whatever. But basically we just talked about more or less the ideology of Derrick Bell and Barack Obama throughout the class. Now, with that being said, going back to this critical race theory, now, ironically, I sent you the article, I think it was yesterday, I don't know if you got a chance to read it. It came out July 8th. This is what's going on here in Illinois. I'm making this connection with what you're talking about today. It's an article entitled Group Warns of Nonviolent Ideological War in Classrooms in Illinois. Now, some of the article states that a teacher of the Evanston District, district recently filed a lawsuit against the district alleging its policies are segregating and denigrating white teachers and students, casting them as inherently racist and privileged. Last month, which was in June, Governor J.B. Pritzker said those complaining about what some term critical race theory, in quotes, being taught in some public schools are quote-unquote right-wing believers or thinkers. They're going to grab onto anything they can to use a few words, put it together, and make it sound like it's an attack on white people. Then they're going to make it an issue, according to Pritzker. Now, the National Education Association has already adopted new provisions that support critical race theory. Several states, including Texas and Florida, have prohibited such teachings. Now, in Indiana, Attorney General Todd Rotica proposed a parent's Bill of Rights to combat the ideology. Numerous parents and state legislators have contacted me to express concern about how much indoctrination, not instruction, is being thrust upon students. Rotica said in a statement, while American students fall behind in the rest of the world in math, science, reading, and writing, some schools are prioritizing political agendas over academic achievement, end quote.
I'm like this.
They really pushing this shit on the kids, basically, is what I'm trying to say, and the evidence of the stuff I'm looking at so far. So what is even the point of having your kids in school now? Just a couple days ago, bro, the governor of Illinois signed a bill mandating that Asian American history be taught in public schools in the state of Illinois.
There you go. Now, hold on. I'm like this clear. We're not saying that the Asian history is not here. The Asian history is here too, y'all. It's just that it's been concealed. Don't fool yourself. They were already coming in from the same time, and you can look up the Dragon family. Go look up the Dragon family. Go look up David Sassoon, and you will see they are part of the opium trade that's been going on here since the founding of America. So this is why I tell people we're not seeing nothing new. This is something that we could easily. Our thing is we're all discombobulated with so much bombardment of thought. And like you just said today.
Or not thought, because like you said earlier, people are not even thinking. It's like what you just said a few minutes ago about, it's like this. The people who believe that COVID is real are going to take the shot. The people who believe that the shot and the COVID is real, going to take the shot, are still walking around here in fucking 90-degree weather wearing a goddamn mask, especially two masks.
All right. Let me keep it going. I got somebody breathing
hey,
hard.
Hey, man,
you hear me? I hope you're breathing hard for a good reason.
Yeah, you hear me? That ain't me breathing. I'm glad to be breathing. I'm glad to be breathing, inhaling and exhaling. That's vibrating. But look here, man. It's all a game, especially I thank y'all for hipping me to the Tavistock Institute and the Committee of 300. Okay,
John Coleman.
That explains how they run the game on everybody with all this illusion, this separation, man. And in the Committee of 300, they only black group that they say ain't worth the shit is the NAACP in the Committee of 300. Okay, that say a lot, man. Because they running a game called the Delphi Technique. Derek, you know that because we went through that on my man's show about the Delphi Technique. Where they like sharpening them, they playing the people like they doing something, and they faking moves, ain't doing shit. But it's
right.
A master illusion. They the goddamn, what you call that? Pharaoh's magicians. That's fooling all y'all with a sleight of hand and a sleight of tongue, man. It's a beautiful time to see through this bullshit, and
You brought up a good point now. Let's go with the Delphi improvement, because I'm going to make sure we get it to the top level now. If Malcolm X, who died, just told you, which many of our so-called conscious people believe in, that if a group could be together with the Ku Klux Klan and the neo-Nazis to create a clandestine belief system that we're supposed to be in Georgia and North Carolina, why can't we explain that? I always hear about the white man, but what about the magicians that look like you? Why are we all in those areas? We was under the same belief that that's our area. Because Elijah Muhammad, you just heard yourself from Malcolm, not from me, Malcolm. Let's talk to Malcolm, because everybody claim they believe in these people. How can Malcolm say that, and then we don't, you know, we look at a different character. He said that they were together. And how can we don't ask ourselves why the Nation of Islam never got lynched, and they all in the Deep South? Have you ever asked yourself that?
Yeah, man, I asked myself. But apparently, they finance the group that's in charge. They finance both groups,
okay.
Man.
There we
that's
go.
The red and the blue. They being financed by If you was rich, man, and you wanted to bet on the team in the Super Bowl, you're going to bet on both teams. So you know you're going to win. If you can bet horse racing, you bet on all the horses.
We answered our own question. You just answered the question. So basically,
yes,
what you just said. All this shit is played for and brought out by others. And I think the money game is proving that. And you sent me something that we was on the same page. We're going to get to that later. Lucifer is called Lucivorous. But we call it, people are saying it's called the Lucifer Erase. I was looking at that, and I put it on the show because I was looking at that, and you had it on what's name, on WhatsApp. I said, man, same thinking. Now, let me ask you something. Because, you know, we got a consciousness, a group that are on frequencies, and I'm going to tell you, if they shoot you with something that can create disharmony in your body, even if you live, you can live through torment. Don't you think that they now know that the frequency levels that you always talk about, you see they now attacking at a high level, the frequency levels. And I'm
That's right. And with this variant thing, man, this variant disease or whatever they call, that go on between 0 and 4 hertz. So when they say the variants and shit, it is the delta wave, that's the delta wave they're hitting everybody with now. And that's a state of mind. You got alpha, beta, delta, gamma, different rays of light, of frequency that's busting people in the head, us in the head. And also, I hope y'all saw this week, man. The sunrise, the sun was orange, man, an orange sun. And I think my man Kwame, Kwame Sunhouse, he broke it on down to me where you got the sun is yellow and Sirius is red. So when you mix yellow and red together, you get orange. So that's why the sun was orange in the morning.
Dry ball.
I hope y'all
what team? What? If connecting with Brother Wesley, just said again. What fucking team right now is playing in the NBA Finals? What two teams?
Phoenix Suns.
The Phoenix Suns.
Milwaukee
Bucks. That money and the Bucks are.
And
the
they center number 22, DeAndre Ayton, is from Bohemia.
Bahama. The Bahamas. After watching the history, see, we're doing critical race theory now. That's why no one could answer how come the Ku Klux Klan and the Nation of Islam and the neo-Nazis were all having meetings together about...
And Marcus Garvey.
That's critical race theory right there. Let's keep it going. 5192.
Hey, what's up, my brother? man, we're in a point where facts always matter. And see, our theory is just another abstract of the isms, because the ism is a theory, you know, but when you have facts, it neutralizes all that. But, you know, when we look back as a whole, this whole thing from the Lincoln Nazi Rockwells to what Malcolm was talking about, Lincoln Nazi Rockwell, and we looked at the Nation of Islam. Even when you came, you attended the Million Man March per se, and you saw so many people that it covered a whole you got the checkerboard effect when you had all those melanated black ink dots along those checkerboards and white or brown or melanin and caucus. But you know what I mean? The money, follow the money game. And this has been a long-standing march. The turtles, they move slow, and when it's time for them to snap, this snap is unbelievable. But what deadly. The serpent. But what we've seen in Haiti and they sent in those jackals. They sent in those economic hitmen to erase, because he was in the same sense as Trump, and he was coming in to do a lot of people a lot of good for the people. And see, he was in the same league as Trump, so per se, and he didn't want to step down. And what we're seeing now, we're seeing that the afterthoughts of those jackals and those economic hitmen that came in and removed him at all costs and all that. But you notice the first ones who say they weren't involved, they, oh, we're going to lend help, we're going to assist this and we're going to assist that. And Haiti, one of the richest countries,
yeah,
gold, silver, the silver mines. And we remember Laganov and the orchestrated earthquake between HAARP and man on that fault line of Haiti.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we're seeing it right before eyes, the magician.
Right before, yeah. Good point on that about the Laganov. We'll get into that as well. I'm gonna bring everybody back in. I'm gonna mute you. I'm gonna get everybody on the line I can before for 11 o'clock series because I'm going into Haiti at 11 because yeah, just like y'all been sending, you know we've been on this for a long time. Elizy Dantour has been on the program many times, and we have said this 1,000 times. History is not being told properly. That's a fact. Now, anybody who don't think they don't want Haiti, and then to have the Haitians here in Miami practically be Democrats, and everybody should know that the Clintons, let's not even go there. Let's keep it going. 7472. We about to get hot on this program. 7472. First, before we get started, I want y'all to answer the question how Malcolm can make that statement about the so-called groups, all the hate groups that hate each other, had their own meetings about how we can advance each other's hate groups.
My quick answer to that is nobody says it. I'm not talking about us on the line, but a lot of people don't respond to that challenge or question he asked because a lot of people don't never even heard that speech before. You know, because I know we go back and forth for our study in our history, but that part of what Malcolm X has said, I ask a lot of the younger people now, do they even know who he is or even listen to a lot of the speeches? You can't react on what you don't know about.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's why we play on the show, because we tired of hearing the same old bullshit over and over. It's time for some new
Right. It's a feedback loop.
Yeah, all we doing is hearing the same shit over and over. I had a dream, but you didn't hear. You had a nightmare at the same time. Let me go to 7472. Yeah.
Kwame.
Greetings, Derek. Greetings,
Son Horse. Son Horse.
What up, Wes? Anyway, and you know, you said it just now, Brother Dry Bones, history does not repeat itself. It's the humans that repeat it. It's the people that keep repeating the history until you decide to change it and write your own story, and we begin to tell our story and rewrite it, it's going to keep stay the same. And the brother was speaking on the book, you know, The Conspiracy of the Hierarchy, the story of the Committee of 300, you know, John Coleman.
Yes,
he tells you on page 85. Our education system was programmed to self-destruct.
Yes,
that was Dr. Alexander King was sent here by NATO to arrange. That is, the Justice Hugo Black was ordered in the arrangement to the fact of the Committee of 300, the approval of our government. And it talks about on that page the whole system, homosexuality, lesbianism, all the things that even to the point where our children from the ages of 9 to 15 are going to be infiltrated into this system of this conspiracy. And so what we're seeing now is all of this is part of what was even when we look at the Agenda 21. The Agenda 21 had the part in there dealing with education because when they first dropped it, white people went crazy, quieted it down, and now they came up and said, here's the critical race theory. And the critical race theory is nothing but is like you were saying in the first part where the Anglo-Saxon says is that the lower whites, we're going to name you white people so your white body will be the buffer between you and from Anglo-Saxon and the Catholicism and the hierarchy for those 300, you're going to be the buffer between us and them. And this is what the whole thing, because race was created here. And then part of it was divided up at the Berlin Conference. When Count Bismarck had all the countries coming in.
Stick with me right there. Now, when you say race was created here, now, according to what we've been seeing, this Anglo-Saxon German school of thought, the school of Thoth, they got their own secret society school. Look it up, everybody. The school of Thoth, all that, the mighty Thor stuff. They created this race. It was no such thing as race the way we're doing it today. And it shows you in Django, the movie Django, shows you that they came up with this same type of theory with Darwin calling us the Skulls. This is all made up by them, but it's made up to keep this hemisphere under their control. That's all they can use is that. They have no other way to use nothing else. What else can they use but the color game in their situation?
Right.
Wow.
Come on.
Because
they're surrounded by melanization everywhere, so you can only use one kind of game. Oh, that's checkmate right there. Let's keep it going.
Planet as a whole is the majority on the planet Earth is people of color. They are the absence of color. They are the minority. They just reverse the script and have us thinking that they are the majority when they are the minority, because as they were, I forget, the sister Jane Elliott calls them, the melanemic people. They're lacking of melanin, and they know that their time is getting close to the end. The first shall be last, and the last will be first. This is the whole concept of the circle of life. This is what's going on from the cosmic. This is part of what we call the cosmic law.
And they know too. I agree. That's beautiful. Let me segue to somebody else. Keep staying on the mic. I got to get everybody in before we get to that 11 o'clock, because I just want y'all to know we all going to connect this whole story with Haiti and what Brother Kwame just said. A lot of astrology is going on, and don't think they don't know. 0582. 0582. 9927. 9927.
Hey, sunrise, everyone.
Thank you, Sue.
I was reading the article, and I didn't know that the president of Haiti, admired or respected because of him. He was assassinated because he didn't do what the Clintons did. He ended up finding out that the Clintons were using him, you know, to do their dirty deed. And when he figured that out, they assassinated him. That's what I just read that in an article. And I was like, wow. So basically he was trying to reveal to the public about Clinton and trying to get the people to get away from the Clinton tie-ups that they were doing and their mafia shit, because Clinton's ain't nothing but mafia too as well. But, he was assassinated. Now it's like they're fighting up against gangs and the new president. I guess that's what's going on in Haiti right now. That's what I've seen. I made a video about it.
But Brother Kwame mentioned, remember, we did a thing too, and I'm glad everybody connect on that, and I look at everybody. Remember, we going into the final phase of their calendar of death, where they did all they dropped the building. So y'all don't realize the wife is in Miami, everybody. The building collapsed in Miami. We got a lot of stuff going on down here. And let me just say, no news coverage of her at all.
Yeah, you sent me that article about the city hall or something like that. They had to evacuate with the city hall.
Yeah, this is getting deep here. It's getting deep here. So I just want you
to
know.
Wasn't there a bomb threat at the airport in Tampa too?
Yeah. So I'm just letting you know.
All that stuff is connected, man. I'm sorry.
We are a major hub. Atlanta is the second, the first. Atlanta is the first hub of the order, because that is that's not number one no more. Everybody, China airport is number one, and now Atlanta's number two. So you can see the parallel line is going. And I tell y'all, all the time, we've been into that astrology as well. We all gave you the clues of years and years and years. I mean, y'all haven't got books from this. We done gave y'all for free. That's what's so scary sometimes. You gave people all these books years, for years. I mean, years. Sister, you know that. For years we've been showing y'all and you've been showing people the parallel lines of Capricorn and Cancer. This is not no. If I knew this back, I had to know this back in my 20s. At least 28, we knew a lot of this shit. It's like, wow. We used to read books that make us scared with sci-fi. It's like, damn, that's some scary shit. That day, we're going to be able to invisibly go somewhere and be in another place. Y'all better realize how, by the end of this program, you better invest. If you believe that I'm not going to make this up, holographic material is going to be the next thing to buy, along with Nero.
Hey, dry bones.
Go ahead.
Dry bones.
Jump.
Last Sunday, you were talking about the significance of 4th of July and the lion at the gate or a dragon's gate. And we are the gate to the dragon's gate, which was the lion's gate last weekend. But South Florida, per se, is the gateway to America, you know, through the Atlantean chain. So, I mean, it's deep on this end. And
yeah,
a lot of stuff
is in the Pirates of the Caribbean. Disney told you that it was a war. That war never stopped. Just because you think it stopped, it did not stop. It did not stop. And that war is still going on. These are more sophisticated galactic pirates. Sister, you always mention galactic piracy and how they can come from the heavens. Kwame always saying, as above, so below. And he's absolutely right. Look, after who could they kill? The last of the death. We did shows on Satanic Calendar. Patah Seeker gave y'all calendar. They are aligning themselves. Now, I can't say we are the ones doing it. I'm not going to go to that level because we like to say things, but we're getting it from other informational sources. But they going to Mars, everybody. Sister, I'm about to put in your shit that you was talking about that's outrageously, unbelievably, highly financed by NASA. Von Braun is still... See, these neo-Nazis that the Nation of Islam was dealing with, they still running them.
Elon Musk said they're going to go to Mars and they're going to die.
Don't say it like that. I watched that whole thing. He said that we're going to have many dies until we create. It's like an experiment,
right,
for them.
Exactly.
It's an experiment. Now, they just made
a
movie
experiment
called Tomorrow War, meaning that they're going to put people into the future to go fight this war. Now,
I've seen that finally, too. That was
he
deep.
Said we're going to take these people into Mars. They're going to die. He said this. They're going to die, some of them. But whatever
right.
it takes to get there. Whatever. Now, Kwame, you've been saying about the alignment. Now, I heard a long time ago, and even with those of you in the craft, hey, Earth was created from the moon. And then it's a dark side of the moon. And then you got Mars. And I've been hearing that Martians was the major gods of what it is. And then you got the Dogons saying Sirius. So we got a star galactic war going on. And I'm going to say this, and I'm gonna go to the mics, everybody.
Hey, dry bones.
Let me say this before I forget. They got a conference that they had. Sister Shalene, you put me. They had a conference on if aliens should be respected. I said, let me watch this. Do you know that they talking about microcosmic little microbes being given power because they said we can learn from these microbes? I said, well, damn, they're saying the most smallest thing is what is going to be considered. And they even put the aliens, I'm going to say this and let it go. They put the aliens from outer space and connected to the aliens that we call illegal aliens. They said, well, you know, it's like a horde. And they have to mock. I said, what? So I'm telling y'all, y'all better look up this space thing that they're doing, because if you think you'll be dead, most of us, by the time next 20 years, maybe some of us. I don't know. I'm just saying that what's going to take place is for the children. They're going to be totally tuned in if we don't wake up soon. Now, let's take this program to where we need to be. Get yourself on mic. I'm going to bring y'all in. We warned everybody in Haitian land. We warned you. Nobody probably never played this but on this program. I hate to say it. I'm not even the best, but I ain't like the rest. This right here told you back in the time of the great earthquake that has not even been fixed. Look what they're saying. I'm going to play it before I play this. This is what they said. Brother West, you brought it into fruition. I seen your feed. It was right on top. It said, Hades have a gold problem. I said, damn, how is that? Now, the capital is still jacked up from the earthquake, y'all. The countryside, jacked. But the fuel and yet the land holds a key in reviving centuries of poverty and disaster and disease. There's hidden in the hills gold, silver, and copper. A fury of this is what it says now. Exploratorial drilling in the past has found precious metals worth $20 billion deep below the tropical ridge on the country's northeastern side mountain in neighboring Dominican Republic. Now, the Dominican Republic is owned by who, y'all?
Spain.
So you got Spain on one side. Hold on. We got to get deep now. We're going to wake the people up. We got Spain on one side, and Haiti is owned by who, y'all?
France.
So here we go back again to the same shit. It's 7-Eleven, y'all. And so we're going to get deep today. I'm going to see if y'all really know history. 7-Eleven, who got together to fight the Moors?
That's when they, Spain and France. Spain
and France.
Yep. And that's why they was killing all the Moors in Spain, and then that's how they came up with bullfight. You always see a black bull in the ring, right? Never seen no white bull or nothing. Black bull.
If you claim you beat your oppressor, because I don't want y'all to think everything the Moors did was so great, because that's critical race theory bullshit.
On a metaphysical level, that bull symbolizes a lot of things too. Strength,
yes,
perseverance.
Taurus.
So on a metaphysical level,
Taurus, everything.
Yeah.
Who taught the Chicago Bull? Because some of the great conquistadors of the Moors were black. They were dark-skinned people.
Yeah.
That was from France. That's why I say I'm gonna make it clear today, because critical race theory gonna be taught differently when it's facts behind it. See, we ain't gonna go along with the Moors ain't had nothing to do with bullfighting now when it represents the zodiac signs. Why do you think they stick all the seven pins in it? Bam. See, we gonna get deep today, but we warned everybody, because see, one thing facts do, gospel do. Facts is gospel means we give you the fact, authenticity. We don't hide shit to make some money.
Hey, let me tell you something about Haiti.
Hold on.
An idea to create an international, multicultural island paradise and business mecca. In the center of the Caribbean, sheltered by the high mountain ranges of Haiti and the tranquil Gulf of Lagunov, strategically situated on one of the highest trafficked energy sea lanes in the world, is an island gem, poised to become the home for international business and the destination for world travelers. That destination is Lagunov. Global Renewable Energy invite you to discover the visionary creations of Lagunov and to preview the role that LGDA will play in its development. GRE is focused on the creation and management of alternative energy projects. Our leaders are highly rated energy experts. Working together, LGDA will create jobs, attract investments, improve the quality of life for the people of Haiti, and generate revenue. Why Lagunov? Other than the fact that the island embodies the well-known real estate principles of location, 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 the island has a large trainable workforce. More importantly, as one of the number one place in the world to conduct business, Lagunov will be a bright beacon that will attract development. LGDA will manage Lagunov as a business and foster the development of the island by targeting the energy, cruise, and tourism industries. This presentation offers an opportunity to envision the future.
a future not to be feared, only to be understood. We are now working towards the founding of LGDA. However, once established, we will labor diligently to integrate international cultures with international business practices for a stable and successful island community. The environmentally friendly Master Planned Island begins with its economic heart, located on the most western portion of the island. This economic heart is the industrial city. It contains a crude oil refinery, petroleum product tank farm, food processing plants, an industrial port, as well as residential and commercial projects.
I'm going to stop right there because I got the whole thing. Y'all want to call me, I'm going to give it to you. That just tells you this was after the earthquake, everybody. Everybody who know me, I gave this out to everybody. Everybody. And you still say, oh, that can't be, man. God Bone smoking some good-ass weed. And, you know, he don't see what the hell's going on. Now you want to pretend.
Now,
like
the earthquake's done on purpose.
Of course the earthquake was done on purpose. But I'm saying it created
Well,
they're
on two plates, man.
It created this effect.
They're on three plates, man.
It created
this effect. Let me tell you something about Haiti, man. Well, before
tell
I forget, the president of Haiti refused to go along with this coronavirus vaccine shit.
Okay.
He said he wasn't going to give his people them vaccine. And plus, I found out through that lady you talking about, they got iridium, man. I think that's what you call it, iridium, when that asteroid hit Haiti back in the day when it was.
Yep.
And then they found out that the reason y'all talking about them Haitians eating mud cakes, it's in the damn dirt. The nutrients is in the damn dirt, the iridium. That's why they eat them damn mud cakes. Now, okay, so they try to play them like they want the resources, man. They got gold.
I want you to quit using words that are not real. They don't want the resources. They have the resources already, dude. What? This was in what year was it? Was HARP, everybody? Come on, y'all. What year was HARP that they hit Haiti with? We're talking about how many years ago?
That was in 2013, I think.
The capital. Look it up. The capital ain't even been rebuilt yet.
Right.
That tells you a lot. That tells you a lot. Now, I want y'all to quit pretending like y'all care. Let's stop it right now. Stop it.
But you know what, hey, Drabble, what's funny, even that announcer who did that synopsis of that program, he didn't have no accent or anything. Sound like he spoke good American English to me. So who's really controlling all this?
We already told you. They said, y'all said it. The Clinton family.
Them Clintons, man.
LSD Don Torre been on here. We haven't been doing this for a while now. LSD Don Torre been on. We're going to have some top-notch people come on here to explain. And if American people in America don't see what's happening there, that's why I'm going to tell y'all something. You ain't
because they don't want to see it.
They don't want to see it. Now, see, we end up blind leading the blind now. So most of our people love leading the blind. Now, I still ain't heard the question how the Nation of Islam, that means where Farrakhan money came from, everybody, how he able to talk against the Jews. See, we can't answer those questions.
Wow.
Because you know why? You ain't got the critical race theory bullshit in your mind. You ain't thought about what's really going on. How are you gonna promote
the
bullshit? Hold on. Time out. How are you going to promote the bullshit y'all been promoting? Now, I was told everybody supposed to go to Georgia. Y'all ain't heard that before? Wonder why. I was told everybody supposed to go to South Carolina. I was.
But if you, the reason
now, it's
with 7-11, Georgia 7-11,
everybody.
Is.
Hold on. It's 7-11. Y'all want to get deep today, y'all claim. It's 7-11. The Moors been retreated. What you think they thought about doing again? They ain't thought about laying down. They thought about how we going to take over again. You think you're going to lay down and you own your own precious?
Hey, hey.
You the pirates of the Caribbean. You the pirates of everywhere. You think you're just going to lay down because you lost a war? That's how dumb our behinds are. We use one little thing because it got symbolic meaning, and now that means that's the whole thing. No, not. That's just a phase.
Hey, Dry Bones, now, what about the premise of we talked, you had just mentioned, on the show earlier about, you know, getting black folks to migrate down to Georgia, South Carolina. What about happened 60, 70, 80 years ago when all the black folks have started migrating up here, California, Michigan, Texas, Illinois, Ohio? Was that some type of programming too?
Program too, because think about it. Hey, I'm going to tell you that beautiful question, and I'm glad you said it, because by watching my own shows of our own people history, absolutely. Because at the same time, they opened up the railroads. Blacks was doing the same thing. Blacks that was leaving the north was coming back down into the south, and the south people who was leaving the farm was going into the north, and we found out what's going on with that was.
A big switch,
and that's what it was a reset in our economics, because we left prime land, some of us, to go to industrial land, and then those...
You said it was a reset? Like Klaus Schwab reset?
It's a reset. The first reset is, what is it, everybody? Come on. 1913 is the first reset. 1933 is the second reset.
Damn, 1333. Mm.
Okay. And now
you're saying is agriculture to industrialism, and then went from industrialism to technological, and we're resetting by coming back south, because you're looking at how are they going to be able to run what they're going to run, is where are all the most technological businesses located at? In the south.
In the south.
Right. So all they're doing is they're resetting. They went from agriculture to industrialism, and now we reset again, and we're moving back to the technological. And what the whole thing that happens with all of it is why Haiti is so important, and they've been hitting on it, is the mineral resources. Because you look at what they're doing on the continent, instead of having to go all the way to the continent resources, we just go right off the tip of Florida to Haiti and get the gold, the minerals, calcium carbide. All of that is right there in Haiti. That is the richest land in the Western Hemisphere.
Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm going to be honest with y'all, in all fairness to the Caribbean, because the Caribbean is a very competitive group of people. I don't want to take nothing away from the Bahamians, because that's why I tell people they got the amusement park called Atlantis. I should be a goddamn tourist. Atlantis is there, and that's another powerful base. But Haiti, you can't leave out Dominican Republic because you just want to say Haiti. Dominican Republic is another bastion of power. They're connected on the same island. They're the same damn island. Then you got Cuba, which is the largest. Let me get this clear for y'all. It's the largest in the Caribbean. And then you got, of course, Jamaica, and who is not the largest, but it got a lot of heart if they the largest.
But what do you have underwater of all those places? You got the blue temples that are up under Haiti. The pyramid temples that are off the shore of Cuba. You have in the Gulf of Mexico, you have the pyramids and the temples are there. All of those are the lands that were once here called Atlantis, Mu, and Lemuria.
There you go.
Those are the connections that they're tapping into.
Now, they already tapped into it. Let's keep it current. It's like back in the day, it seemed like they weren't because we were young. But right now, we got to know they tapped into some of these things already, because ain't no way you can have holograph. I'm telling y'all, if y'all got any money, the police gonna be electronic, just like y'all said. You better start investing, because you're gonna have to give something to these kids back, because if you don't see, you're gonna be dead. You're not gonna make it past a certain amount of time here, because time is a killer. So it's the Grim Reaper. So obviously we better start thinking about how you're not going to rebel, because the rebellion is already being preemptive. I'm telling you, if the people don't even know that the Nation of Islam, Malachi York, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, all was part of this game, then how are you going to really see the big picture? And that's where we're going to go. Let me take a break. I'm going to take a quick break, because everybody was told to go to Georgia. Everybody.
Georgia.
Everybody. And here's where it gets deep at. The CDC is in Georgia. The Georgia Guidestones are in Georgia. And no, oh, man. We about to get deep here. Let's get ready. Yeah, I hope y'all ready for this. I hope y'all ready for this. Because facts do matter. And just so you don't think I know, I'm going to give you today's leading stock. Today's leading stock. If you don't get it, don't blame me.
So what you're, the beats you're hearing are real-time signals from the Neuralink in Gertrude's head. So this Neuralink connects to neurons that are in her snout. So whenever she snuffles around and touches something with her snout, that sends out neural spikes, which are detected here. All right, welcome to the Neuralink product demo. I'm really excited to show you what we've got. I think it's going to blow your mind. So I want to emphasize the purpose of Neuralink. Like, what's our goal? Our goal is to solve important spine and brain problems with a seamlessly implanted device. So you want to have a device that you can basically put in your head and feel and look totally normal, but it solves some important problem in your brain or spine. So going into the Neuralink architecture, what we've done over the past year is dramatically simplify the device. So we about a year ago, we had a device which had multiple parts, including a piece that it had to sort of sit behind your ear, and it was complex, and you wouldn't still look totally normal. You'd have a thing behind your ear. So we've simplified this to simply something that is about the size of a large coin, and it goes in your skull, replaces a piece of skull, and the wires then connect within a few centimeters or about an inch away from.
Direction. I told you this is not your normal programming. This is deprogramming.
Mm-hmm. You are
go right ahead.
No, I was just going to say real quick, I sent you the video. Now, I don't know how many listeners on the line are into hip-hop or rap music or whatever, but Tribe Called Quest released an album like 3 or 4 years ago. This is their last album, and the first song on the album was called The Space Program. They were talking about niggas and stuff going to Mars and everybody wasn't going to make it. That ain't no accident, bro.
That ain't no accident. And look at the name, Tribe Called Quest. Remember Johnny Quest? Those of you was kids, Johnny with Haji, Haji was from India.
Yeah.
We've been brainwashed from a long time ago. We had Dr. Hodge, who was a scientist, and they were doing science. We were watching cartoons that was ahead of their time, and my kids called them today anime. And you know what? I hope y'all got children. I hope y'all do. You can experience the love of them, if they do love you. I don't know. But They watch all the shows we watch.
We conditioned to always have a leader. What they tell you in them old movies? Take me to your leader. Okay? That's how they condition y'all black people to always want to have a leader, but we the leader we've been looking for. Take me to your leader. That's what they say.
Take me to your leader. Now, I'm glad y'all say this because it's going to lead to where we're going because I already got, I'm with those of you listening to the internet, I'm going to get the commercial stuff out of the way. I want to make sure I get internet. If y'all did not hear yesterday's show, I did not get confirmation, but LZ, who is one of the major advocates for the Haitian people, should have some information. We need to get more information because I see a coup out of this world in that hemisphere under the Clinton. And again, if y'all don't know that they killed the Clinton reporter who told about Clinton meeting Loretta Young at the airport to set this all off, he dead. Now, how long do we got to play dumb? You don't need the Travis Stock Institute to tell you by now and all this. If y'all know more than they do because they dead. Dr. Coleman and all them dead. So y'all the next ones that carry this on. Because you see more than he even seen because he warned you for a certain point. Now you actually see You actually see it yourself. You need some more proof on this program. Okay.
Yes, sir. And that go all the way back to Aristide. What other name? Baby Doc Duvalier.
Yeah, Duvalier.
John McCook.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Yes. That shit go all the way back to my lifetime. Did you write? They did program us to hate the Haitians in Florida. Talking about AIDS started in Haiti and shit. Remember that?
Yeah, Pat Robertson, all because they made a coup to go against the devil to beat Haiti. What country wouldn't take a agreement to beat your oppressor? That's common sense.
Why all of a sudden they renamed the street along the lakefront after John Baptiste DuSable, huh?
Correct. Correct.
Timing is everything, man. Timing is everything.
They know timing. And look what they got in front of us. Now, everybody got to know this, y'all. Y'all got to know this. I'm not against women because I came from a woman, love the woman I came from, love everything about women. But I'm going to just say this. If you ain't watching these movies that tell you creation came from an incubus, if you don't know what an incubus is, you better go look it up. By now, if you don't know that the Bible, I don't care what you believe about it, it's your business, but it gives you ideology of rulership in the Bible. One is theocracy. That's the first rulership in the Bible. Y'all better look that up. If y'all don't know what that is, theocracy is what they call the first rulership. Then it goes straight to monarch, which is what? And then it goes straight to communism, which is what? By the symbols of a bee and an ant. Now, I'm going to go here even further, show you how this works. They know that
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Marvel Comics.
Right. Marvel, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. They knew to take nature and make it called anthropomorphism. You make things that you can't explain into human consciousness. Because if I can't explain why the sun is right, I'll just make the sun called Sun Man. He looks like me, but it's really the sun. So this is the thing that we got to get understood with at this concept because they're going to use holographic imagery. I don't care what y'all believe at this point because you have never stopped a patent. So don't tell me about what we're going to go through. You haven't stopped the patent. You haven't stopped anything. All we can do is prepare for what's coming. That's what this program is about, to prepare you for what's coming. If you do not know where your 401k is at and you ain't got no way of knowing, you the dummy that don't care about your money. So don't blame nobody for you not knowing where your money at. Because we all been taught, for the love of money, wax what? What it say in your damn Bibles, wax what? We going to get deep today. Y'all about to get it. We about to get wild up in here. Because, see, the DNA has already changed. The DNA has already changed, everybody. There's no way you can watch people kill people in Chicago and then put it on Instagram and TikTok to make money. You are already getting ready to go into the cryptocurrency mindset. See, anytime you can take a phone and watch death and then try to get paid from death, you are already crypto.
I love y'all. One of y'all posted that picture that so-called President of Haiti laid up there dead.
I posted it for my Haitian brothers and sisters in South Florida who know me good. They said that to me immediately. Love y'all. Say passe. We about to get deep because y'all don't realize where we coming from. We in the MIA all day.
Welcome to O Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show, so we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones, and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
And again, Wednesday nights, Brother Eddie with Antoinette, and who knows who else she'll be having on there. We had, I hope, look for our show with Elizabeth Dantor, who spoke on Saturday, I'm glad she spoke on Saturday. And you listen to what she had to say about what goes on. And also Brother Eddie, who's been mentioning five for how long, and then we find out the critical race theory tenets is five. They know the symbols. They know the takes. We've been giving it to you, and we're going to give it to you straight with no chase of the day. Let's get it on. Let me go to 1300. I know you're hitting. Been holding. Thank you for holding so long.
Yes, sir. What's going on, my brother? Great show today. Great show. I just want to say what's up to the family, the Dry Bones Connections family. I sent you an article. I don't know if you got it, but family, you know, what's going on in Haiti? We know that Haiti has over 40, they say $40 billion worth of gold in the ground. They have all types of minerals. And y'all know I'm always an advocate for pushing, you know, against, you know, what the banking Khazars are doing. And we got to remember, get your silver and get your gold. Get your weight up, I'm telling you, because I just sent you an article about Wells Fargo, Dry Bones. Wells Fargo closed, and they're following suit of J.P. Morgan Chase, too. They've closed all personal lines.
Credit lines.
So now, there you go.
Yeah.
I sent out what you sent me. I sent it out. That's right. There you go. Keep it going. Keep it going.
So they're going to basically, they make their money from credit cards and keeping you in debt. And so we don't know on the stock market, they sell debt back and forth to each other. So say, for instance, anybody remember the Countrywide bailout and Bank of America bailed out Countrywide and they had a bunch of these fraudulent loans. Right. Well, what's going to come back around? If you were caught up in that, you will eventually get your property back if you were one of the people that they foreclosed on, because all these banks, and you cannot charge debt. Basically, it's criminal. I'm going to just leave it right there. And what they make on you on a credit card. Some of these credit card rates are 20%. So they're trying to hold on to their cash cow, which is, and basically the financial system we're under right now is a debt-based system. They call it fractional banking because it has fractures in it, and eventually it will collapse. And it's just a matter of time. You can tell what's ever going on right now. Go ahead, bro.
Now, I know you're a brother of great good standings. Now you just said it's a cash cow. For all my church going people who are gonna leave me, because I know y'all do text me say I listen to you till I go to church. Hey, I listen to you sometimes in church. What symbol?
Wow.
What symbol was Moses when they made what to them? The golden what?
The golden calf. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
The golden calf. There you go. Thank you, bro. Keep going.
Yeah. So I just want us to get prepared for this thing, family. Don't get caught with your pants down, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Don't sit around. You know, right now we're at a point, at this point where we're at right now in history, you can't even get away with just being stupid anymore. There's too much information out here for you not to know this stuff. It's too much
stuff going on around the world. And what we got to do, we got to have a global mindset. I always have to reiterate that all the time. We have to have a global mindset because America will keep you distracted with all their bullshit that's going on. So that's why you see a lot of crazy going on right now, because it's all a deflection. It's, they're trying to get your mind somewhere else so you're not prepared. But I'm telling you, family, canned goods, stock up, water, stock up. I mean, you see the hurricane. You see the storm season is very active this year. So,
you were talking about the precious metals and everything, too. Like another, I look at the other side of the precious metal, too, with the gold, the silver, the copper. You can take those, too. The gold is good to raise your vibration. So buy it in that essence also.
Even change, y'all. Collect change, because especially if you have older coins, pennies, collect everything, because what's going to matter is your weight. Your weight is going to matter. Paper is gone. I always tell this joke, y'all. The Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury Department have a relationship. The Treasury Department says, the Federal Reserve says, hey, we got some banks coming up online now. We need to go do this. And so the Federal Reserve will tell U.S. Treasury, hey, go into the back and go print up some more money. So this is the riddle, y'all. Okay, they print 100s, right? They print dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Which one you think is the most expensive to print? That's a riddle. Answer that for me, family. Somebody take a crack.
I'm going to take a guess. The dollars?
No, neither one, because they use the same paper and the same ink.
The penny? Okay.
The penny, yes.
The penny is the highest.
Paper currency.
Oh, paper currency is the $100 bill because of all of the technology that they put into it. And that is one of the highest, the $50 and the $100 bill.
Technically, they say, they do a lot of technology, but no, they're completely the same. To print both of them because they use the same ink and they use the same paper.
Oh, gotcha. Makes sense.
It's just the idea that one's more valuable than the other.
Hold on.
They still use the ink for the paper, right?
Say that again, love.
I said, are they still using ink for the paper, right? Hemp?
Correct. I think they used to use hemp. I don't think they use the hemp anymore.
Y'all hitting on that's so beautiful what y'all just did. Yeah, I'm gonna let y'all go. I'm gonna let everybody go because I'm gonna put on stuff to make y'all. I want to hear the minds today. I got some great minds. If y'all ain't listening to us for the first time, we got some great minds on here. Y'all have no idea. They from the 10 regions of our hemisphere. Just go what you just said a minute. Okay, the paper the same. Everything the same. It's the illusion. Almost like the Wizard of Oz movie, everybody. Please watch the Wizard of Oz. Don't watch the movie. Read the book by my man Frank. Frank told you.
It costs 14 cents to make $100 bill, 11 cents to make a $50 bill, 11.2 cents to make a $20 bill, and 10 cents to make a $10 bill.
God damn.
That's what it costs to make that note.
Thank you.
So how do they get a 50? How do they get 100 out of 10, 11 cents? You see what I'm saying? So anything that does not have tangible value, it's not any good. Because eventually the wool's going to be pulled off of the citizens' eyes, and we're going to be able to see this illusion like Brother Drybone said. But we got to get ready, family. I'm telling you, get prepared.
Right.
Stock up on canned goods, non-perishables. And also if you use bay leaves, that'll keep the pest away from your rice, your sugar, whatever you're stacking up on, you're stocking up on. And
Hold on. Because every region got pests. Our pests here, if y'all ain't been to Florida, we got iguanas everywhere. I'm talking about dragons. We got dragons.
Oh, yeah.
Dragons that can change colors on our canal side. I mean, they everywhere. So if you ain't been here, you ain't never seen a dragon, and I'm not scared of them, but people come in and be screaming. Just like I am for rats. I hate big rats from New York, you know, but little rats here, we can chop them up. But Big Rats, you got to jack their ass up. So this is how this works, everybody. Understand your region. That's region. Right now, that's region four, who was just talking. That's your region. That was who just talked here. We got a different jurisdiction than you. Do not think of us all having the same jurisdiction. We do not.
Right, right.
We do not. So y'all got to get out this crazy thinking that just because we talk on this program as the same, your jurisdiction is not totally different than my jurisdiction.
Right.
And so we need
because
to figure out.
Because even here in Georgia, I use mothballs to keep all the pests away from my space. And that's an old way of using, and it can go right.
Now, some people say I'm crazy, but I'm gonna tell you something else I learned by people who hunt, and I learned it. If y'all got enough land to pee outside, because animals are aware of human piss.
Yes.
Right.
So if you don't know nature, I don't really need mothballs. I'm gonna show you. You can use mothballs. That's a secondary. But if you got enough land to piss in your area, go ahead and piss, because you don't know that the animals got neurons on their nose that can smell miles that your nose don't have. That's why it's called
right.
a dog.
But what?
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I'm giving you, since you brought up a remedy, I'm going to give you the first remedy I heard that human beings use before they learned about mothballs is your piss. Your piss will ward off animals, because that's why peeing outside is nature. If you don't know that by now, if you never hunted, you've never been in nature, you never camped outside, you should know that you got to pee in nature. And women pee in nature just like men do. And that will keep
right, but
animals away from your ass.
By your territory, what you're saying, because
right.
a bear and a mountain lion.
That's all I'm
adding
to the conversation. That's all I'm adding. I ain't saying you was wrong. I'm saying that your body, if we don't have
somebody making a lot of noise.
Somebody making noise.
Yeah, they do that on purpose, because, you know, that's how ignorant our people are. I'm going to be honest with you. I have no tolerance for ignorance no more, because you being ignorant is because you want to be ignorant. Ain't no white man making you do this. Thank you. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, like walking around in Chicago in 90-degree weather with two masks on, huh?
Yeah, ain't no white man. Let me
true story.
I got Miami. 50-45, Miami. Give me here.
Hello, brother.
Can you hear me? 50-45. You got your hand up. I acknowledge you. Please come on. If you're not, hit the number one button. Those of you who don't really are nervous to talk on radio, which I know a lot of people are, because they talk, just you're so used to talking, but when you talk on radio, you just get scared because you know the New World Order listening.
Wow. Hey yeah, Balls, maybe. I got a quick question for the brother. He mentioned something about the shipping containers, because I'm noticing here where I'm at, a lot of stuff now is hard to get, like gym shoes. Now they're saying that Target and Walmart are having issues now for the upcoming holiday season, because they're not going to be able to get a lot of, especially toys and stuff. So the people who ever believe in Christmas and all that other bullshit, you better get ready, because little Tommy, little Jane might not get those dolls for Christmas.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I was going to show you that we got short term. See, I want to tell you something. Alzheimer's can be produced through the internet. So when our kids get the digital chip, the movie I told you to watch was Feed. Feed means that when they actually make you get it, because they always talk about the military being forced to be mandated to get vaccinated. Now, when have you ever heard that? And so y'all don't even know that they are going to make the military, because I see all the top brass. All you got to do is go to NASA or DARPA. I don't even know why y'all don't. See, if those of you in the real knowledge of what's going on, you should look at your enemy through war and then go to DARPA. If you ain't looking at DARPA daily, you pretty much ain't getting this. Okay, I'm just going to say that because I ain't got time to play. DARPA is a military strategic, so you should be able to see what they're about to do so you can warn the people. But are you really for that? And those who got their mic on, I said if you're going to talk with noise, turn it off. So I already know who the numbers are, and I'm going to give it to the dark web. Think I'm playing with your ass.
Quick thing. That new Black Widow movie that came out last week. The villain.
If you think you're going to play. Y'all don't realize, I'm going to say this now one time only. I don't play this. It's not like I'm getting rich from anybody on this program. I do this because the program says you must be reprogrammed. And if you think you're that smart and you can't answer questions about why you live in the area you live in because of some social programming that told you this in the 60s, then you are definitely part of this. Now, are you ready to get ready? Because we're about to go deep. Your DNA has changed. Now, I play Earth, Wind, and Fire, Evil because if you heard the harmonics through Philip Bailey and through my man Maurice White, he was playing the xylophone. The xylophone was played at the temperance of making you think. Your thinking is going to be gone soon. Those who don't take the shot, but see, here's the thing. If you don't take a shot, I know you think, oh, I don't take a shot. But what happens when they turn the people on us?
Shit, it's already happening. Go in the wrong neighborhood up here at a certain time. They will take your car from you.
Right.
Broad daylight. They give no fucks now.
The areas that got this already, I could care less about what you all really know right now. I'm being honest with you. You can go to any station you want. See, it's not about what you know. It's about how you're going to defend yourself when calamity comes. See, your Bible states
how you apply it.
Hey, Bones.
Yeah.
Hey, Bones.
When calamity comes, hey, how you going to save yourself? That's the reason why I'm on here. I ain't on here to hear how much you could pontificate. Like, I've been around a guru already who went to jail. So you ain't really going to say that much to me.
Stop using them big words.
Let me finish.
Hey, Bones.
Maybe I should say who can talk a bunch of bullshit and make you believe shit. Now, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, Bones.
Go ahead.
So you saying that, so is it possible that some of the first areas that were exposed to this, you know, even when the brother was talking about in Chicago about, you know, the young brothers going off the chain, was this tied into the array of things as well?
Yes.
You understand?
Thank you. The rare things that I got from a brother I haven't heard from, I hope he's all right. There's a lot of people out here from Chicago, I don't know if they're all right or not because I'm not in that zone. But what they have given me from the years past, the rare things that I found out about and told them about kind of was strange because I found that from Reverend Pinckney. Now, Reverend Pinckney, who all y'all watch, get played by the Nation of Islam. Now, I'm not making this up. This is what took place. So if y'all don't even see in your own local means your body.
And Reverend Pinckney is in Michigan, right?
Michigan. He in Michigan.
Michigan's right next door to Illinois, straight down 94.
He in Michigan. He explained to me that the battle was for the precious waters of the five Great Lakes. That's what the war was over. Now,
how many Great Lakes, bro?
Five Great Lakes. I'm in Lake Erie. My passport says Lake Erie. So if I'm in Lake Erie, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, what's the other one? Lake Superior.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if y'all didn't learn this shit in high school, then you know the school system has failed you. If you still
shit,
can't
grammar
read,
school.
If you can't read at 50 right now, I'm just gonna go to 50. If your reading understanding is low, and you never really said to, because you couldn't talk to nobody, because you know why you didn't want to talk to nobody? Because they were ribbed on you. They make us feel bad. I know what it's like, because I used to be one who ribbed on everybody. I had a hard time realizing that I was really making people feel bad. So if you're ribbing on people all the time, and then you realize that you do love them, but you start to come to a grips that they can't even read at 30, at 40. So a motherfucker who gives them a contract that you Mars 7-Eleven lost, and you're going to talk shit to me? You lost a contract. Now let's talk.
Null and void.
Null and void. Yes, sir. All that bullshit
and
y'all
like
talking
about.
Now talk to me right now. I'm gonna bring all the mics on. Come online. Let's talk. You got the mic talking about this bullshit. Come on. Tell me The contract's still in force.
Stop being deflected. Right. Yeah, we're definitely under mind control. That water you were speaking of, Michigan, that's another big resource that you need to be near or have some type of access. Maybe you can drill a well on your land or whatever. But any time, you remember the Book of Eli, you remember in that movie, Denzel Washington, where the water was the number one cash cow product of that little town, that little sovereign town that the guy had, and he found out that Denzel had the book or whatever. I guess it was supposed to be a book of the Bible or whatever. But yeah, any type of, I collect cell phones. I just keep them. I don't trade my cell phones in. I pay them off or whatever if I got them on, you know, credit or whatever, because they have all types of minerals and silver and all type of cobalt.
Right.
They just
cobalt,
have
right,
minerals
right.
that are going to be very valuable here coming soon because of the times we're in. I'm telling y'all, this Trump thing and Biden thing, and they trying to keep you distracted.
Now, Buffalo.
With goofy
Buffalo.
Shit.
Buffalo, we from an Arab control area. Region 2 is heavily controlled by the Arabs. Let's be honest. I had a friend who I love dear. He worked for them. They was getting cell phones. And let me just let you know, in order to get back gold and silver, I found out this firsthand, and I probably wanted a few to tell you, you got to have a contract with Lloyd's of London to get gold from people. You cannot collect gold from anybody, you dumbass.
Yep.
Let me calm down. You cannot collect gold from anybody unless you got a contract from Lloyd's of London. Now, let me keep it
up. And I ran across a video, too, about that Haitian president's massacre. One of the guys was from South Florida who was in on the whole murder. And I ran across some video. I'm going to find it for you, and I'm going to send it to you, Dry Bones. He yelled out he was DEA when they broke into the president's compound.
Yes,
so
he's
working for those alphabet guys.
Right.
Yeah.
The United States is involved in that. Definitely involved in that. And I think that's the same video I was watching. I'm going to look for it again, too.
I sent a lot of y'all the videos from my man. I ain't going to name his name on the line, but he came straight through. Always, he's been with us from the beginning. You know,
hurry up and watch them before they get deleted.
It showed you, I gave you the killing. I gave a bunch of y'all the killing from Africa. Y'all didn't want to look at that because it was too graphic. And then I gave y'all the killing. And so I'm not like a lot of y'all scared of shit. Killing is going on. I could die tomorrow. I don't want to die tomorrow, but the possibility of gambling is the odds is, I got a good chance of not dying, but the odds could be not in my favor. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing. Y'all better start thinking right quick. America has got fences on the White House now. They got the fence. It's being fenced back up. Let me go to
saw the article about a lot of people that work in the White House, they're getting hit with that directed energy weapon, that BOP gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You saw that, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
So, I mean,
and that's why they're bringing all the troops home. They're bringing all the troops home from Afghanistan, Iraq, because they are preparing on the home front for battle.
That's right. Thank you, man. I got to give you a clap on that one. Don't you get it, everybody? Now, I'm gonna get on Trump. I'm going to get on Trump because I know y'all said. See, I'm about the facts. See, Trump already made allegiance to the Grand York. You can look it up. Don't blame me. Golfing is Masonic, y'all. I don't know if y'all know what 18 holes mean. Didn't y'all read the Wu-Tang? Anyway, if it's 18 holes.
But wasn't that Francis Crest Wilson saying the ball game, you put a white ball in a black hole?
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to give credit. To Francis. She get the main credit because she, as a woman, told you in the ISIS papers, she named the guy for you. And you still
and also, in pool, where you're taking a white cue ball, and the last ball is that black one, the 8-ball.
Again, I'm going to say this. I'm glad to see, again, thank goodness I'm into the cult. Because the word 8 means thinking and reproductive, everybody. That's a fact. They are about to use the eight ball. That's why the, that's
number
why
eight?
The snake. That's why the snake eats its tail. It's eight. It's the consciousness and reproductive that the coronavirus. See, here's where it gets crazy at. Y'all don't even get the symbol. Something not y'all. Don't get mad because I'm talking. I'm saying y'all who listen. I'm not using y'all as, on this line. Y'all in the 4/10 regions of this planet. Y'all don't realize your own symbolism. It said eight. Eight ball is the snake. The snake is on the first of the Confederacy, and the Republic was a snake. Y'all don't get it, do you? You don't get it, I know. It was chopped up in the
13th. Wow. NWA released a song a long time ago called Eight Ball.
Yeah,
got you walking around the hood drinking Eight Ball.
Yeah. Eight Ball and cocaine. And cocaine, to all y'all who still do it, it ain't ever going to stop. You take cocaine and pills now. You ain't got to take. It's Eight Ball, 800 milligrams. So let's get real here, y'all. We about to get deep. About to go on the tour.
I got a question, though. What's going to set off that war over here in the United States? I got an idea. I'm not really sure if it's going to happen, but
man,
I think it's got something to do with that election.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hold on, everybody. Y'all getting to the hot. We got enough time. We went overtime, but y'all know at 1 o'clock, those of you who are not on this line after 12 have no control over. Those you stay on the line until 1 o'clock, the board goes down, have no power.
Mm-hmm.
All is going to be on y'all. So if you want to go longer, it would be on y'all. After that, right, I'm telling everybody what's going on so you get the rules. So you got 5 minutes, 5 minutes to jump on this line. 515-605-9343. If you don't jump on now, you will be disconnected from the dry bone. And you, see, when y'all get the dry bone, I'm going to give you the allegory so you know. See, you're in a valley. The valley is the 10 regions. If you don't get your milk, your water, you will dry bone. That's why I say, can they live? He asked the God of man, which is a woman, can they live? Because she's the one who you suck off of. Can they live? And they say, only thou knowest. And that means you better listen carefully to thou who knowest. Let's keep it going. We're about to make this program get hotter. I told you, you're messing with your DNA. I never thought that my DNA would be touched, but when I learned that atome means divine nature. DNA means only in the Masonic and the occult world, the divine nature of atome. That's it. And what that mean to y'all if you don't really know it? Let's keep it going. I heard you, 1-877, because you only got, let me hear from you right now, 1-877. Let me get some women energy.
Yes, I wanted to say that the critical race theory is the only thing that the Democrats have to continue to divide us. And when you played that video earlier with Malcolm X, that should have been a key to our folks back then. That is, if Muhammad was speaking with the KKKs, they obviously were all in it together, you know, for them to sit down and negotiate with the KKKs, who are also the Democrat Party. So basically, we have been bamboozled because we are not reading between the lines. The Democrat Party is the party of evil and division and wants to keep the black folks poor, broke, and in the ghettos with poor schools for the past 6 years. That's what they have accomplished. And the war is going to start. It's going to be a civil war because most of the folks who voted for Biden, it wasn't enough of you guys. He lost drastically low. He probably maybe got 50 million votes. It's usually about 140 million people that vote every year. There's no way that he had over 100 million votes. This is just not possible. And Nancy Pelosi is losing her grip. So now what she's doing is she created this scenario for January 6th to say that January 6th was this awful insurrection. Now I have to use my power to set up policing in Florida, I think, in D.C. She wants the Capitol Hill police to be in charge of three major cities, and those cities were the where
the
where
Capitol
they
Hill
where they
police can't protect Capitol Hill, man. Get
Right now, as I have stated, the United States is 50 countries. So therefore, each police department is ran by the mayors and the governors of those states, and the federal government has nothing to do with it. So in order for them to get rid of the police Nancy is wanting to expand in three major states because of the alleged fear of the fake insurrection that, remember, nobody had guns, nobody got shot, nobody got killed, but they continue to keep this up because of the fact they know that the election is going to come out as a fraud. Biden has raised the gas. They're, like you said earlier, there's no food supplies coming on. There's no containers coming. He killed the pipeline for our, you know, so now we got to buy. The goal of the Democrats is to make our country poor, broke down, and that's the only way they have succeeded with communism in other countries. It's hard in the United States because it's 50 of us. It's 50 states that they have to control, and the federal government has very limited powers over those states. And if they say, hey, I don't want your money, we can go into, we'll be into individual states because the federal government does not control the states. So right now, the audit that has came through in Arizona is not looking good. It's not looking good. So who else want to audit? Georgia want to audit now? Pennsylvania? Wisconsin. You know why these folks want to audit? Because they're getting scared. Biden came in here so damn strong, okay, that if he stays in here for another 6 months, we're going to be through. The only thing he hasn't done is tore down the housing, the real estate. But that's where the civil war is going to come in.
Okay, hold on. Yes. Let me control this. I got to control this because I want more answers and logical answers. What you going to say, bro? Go jump in. What you going to say? What question you
want to ask? I was just going to ask, isn't there a senator for the U.S. Virgin Islands?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we have 100. We have 100 senators. We have 100 senators. So I'm not sure.
Right. Okay, hold on. Hold on. The U.S. Virgin
what
Islands,
was that question?
Virgin Islands is not a state. It is a commonwealth.
It's not a state. It's a territory.
You have a senator.
It's a territory.
Right. And part Puerto Rico is represented. And the part about it is that all of these ones that are represented in that government are not of all the 50 states. So what we're seeing is that in the Democrat and Republic, they utilize these territories in making them part of their control. And
now, who's
being
doing
able
that?
Ask
the question now. The question is, you got to give a question. See, we can't have to say, see, I know it's a lot of time our people use vague, like they. They is vague. I need to know who now. Ain't no damn goddamn for vague who. Who is they? Don't mean shit to me no more. They mean what? Are you saying the Democratic Party is producing Puerto Rico and the D.C., which is District of Columbia, and you should know what District of Columbia means by now. Hold on. I'm talking. I want to make sure we get clear.
The three branches of government.
I asked the question. No, I asked about three branches. I know three branches of government. I said, is the District of Columbia controlled by America or another fraction? That's what I asked you.
Another fraction.
There you go. I'm asking him. You gonna say yay or nay? What is it, Brother Kwame? Is the District of Columbia
are controlled by another fraction?
I said the District of Columbia. So if the District of Columbia is controlled by another fraction, I'm gonna say it's controlled by the central bankers offshore, which are pirates. What you gonna tell me?
I would say it's controlled by higher than that, than the pirates.
Who is they?
It's controlled by the one.
Who is, give me, tell me who you think, deal with me.
The bureaucratic system that is in place of the.
By who? Give me a banking system. No, hold on, time out. You can't come on here and
JP Morgan.
I want you to tell me, you smart. You're very intelligent. Tell me who you think, banking-wise, these groups are hooked up to.
the ones at the Mohawk Conference that J.P. Morgan.
Okay,
Chase,
thank you. There you go, Chase. Okay, that's good. At least you answered it. Okay, thank God for that. I mean, I'm looking for an answer. I don't want to hear of they no more. If you're on this program, go to another
United,
program.
Bank of Sweden, man. Hey, hey.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about they.
United,
yeah, I don't want to hear about they no more. Man, y'all are too intelligent to be coming with, to my program. You go to any other program you want and give them some they. I want facts.
The Bilderbergers.
There you go. The Bilderbergers is a group. The Bilderbergers is a group that
But they
most
are the
people,
bankers.
Hold on. They're the bankers, right. The bankers. Now, if you're going to say the Bilderbergers, then obviously we know that every group is lumped in this because I got to look at now. Now, I'm going to give y'all Chicago because I know, Brother Kwame, you came from Chicago, even though you're in the black belt where Elijah Muhammad told y'all to go, that y'all have not answered to why all y'all went there.
I was born in Mississippi.
You might have been born in Mississippi, but we all got ideology. I came to Florida because somebody told me to come because they thought it was going to be the hub. But it could not be the hub if my people.
I had an ex-girlfriend tried to get me to move down to Georgia in 97. I told her, hell no. She went and left me here. I'm happy.
Was told to do this. I'm not making this up.
I'm
not being mean to nobody. I'm not being mean. I'm being factual. All I'm saying is factual means something to me. It may not mean the other programs. But if somebody, if I heard a living person who I admire, which is Malcolm X, tell me both good and evil. That's why I play Earth, Wind, and Fire, evil. Because evil means live. I got to see evil to live because otherwise evil would just consume me. So if I see evil, I say, wait a minute, hold on. A man going to live. No one ever asked the question how you could go to the South, we being lynched, Emmett Till being lynched. We doing a funeral in Chicago where the Nation of Islam don't get lynched. How are you going to explain critical race theory to me? If I'm not dumb.
And you know what? That's a good question, bro. But now check this out. I know a lot of people who actually left and went down to Georgia and came back because they didn't like the atmosphere or, quote, unquote, it was too country down there.
Right.
I mean, you got to go where you vibe at.
Right.
I left him with the Arizona for 5 years. After that second year, I hated that shit. That shit was fucking ugly. I came back here. I'm good. This is what I vibe on.
What about the people that left Chicago and went to Israel?
Okay, let's go there. Ben-Amin Carter. That's who I first got into the Yahweh shit with. Y'all by alley. You don't realize how up you my alley is. I could go all day with this shit. Okay, he went there. He wrote, "You are not a nigger." He's a Mason, too. You ain't give that part out, I noticed. He's a Mason. He knows what's going on. He came from Chicago, the same Masonic capital of all Negroes. You want to go further? I can go further if you want to. Let's go there. But if you want to, he goes there. Whitney Houston goes there. What happened to Whitney Houston?
And her daughter drowned in the bathtub, same exact way.
Okay. Let's get deep to dinner on the Helios. Y'all want to talk shit to the Helios? Let's talk to the Helios. Because I'm not even about
the black.
You're going to tell. Hold on. I want y'all to talk. Because I want y'all to make sure y'all say. So when y'all say something, don't think somebody's supposed to go along with that rebuttal if it ain't got a fact in it. A fact must be said. He went there. They was treated bad. But they used them. They used them because they made the game of Hebrew up. Don't you think the people who made the game can play the game? So they said, come on. We bring Whitney Houston, Jesse Jackson. We got Yahweh Ben Yahweh pretending. He was able to get real estate in Georgia. Yeah. Hold on. Let's go deep. I want to see how deep y'all really want to go on this show.
The Black Trinas came
I know you go to
Chicago,
other shows. You always name other shows, most of you. But let's see if they ask you these questions. If they went there, and Ethiopians is there with them, who got the best treatment? Let me hear from one of y'all who believes in this. Ethiopians get the best treatment or the Hebrew Israelites from America? Somebody answer that, please.
Well, both of them catching hell,
people. See, you lucky I ain't into my old days. See, you've been given a false narrative. You gave a false narrative. You said that they was doing some good. They ain't get shit out over there, man.
Hey, bro, I just said, what about them, man? I ain't say good. I don't do good.
No,
I do a track or repair.
Just pray with me, bro.
No, bro.
I'm not saying you're a bad guy. I ain't saying you're a good guy. I'm saying narrative. That means that what you heard from them, that you made it sound like, so people don't realize that Whitney Houston went there, Bobby Brown went there, and helped their ass.
Right.
She did. The daughter did. I'm just pointing out what happened, man.
I don't get all these emotions
right.
about
That's what
I'm saying. I didn't tell you what happened.
You're one of the best investigative factual people I know. So just follow the narrative. I'm trying to get you to see that you brought more information than anybody could ever see from the news networks. Could you please understand that?
Yes, sir.
So you just told people two major elements from America went there. Two major elements, Whitney Houston and Benjamin Carter. Now, they went over there and did a whole Ramona thing and showed how great it was. And guess what happened once he died? They treat them like shit. If you go and look up how they treat the blacks in Israel, thank you, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not getting on you. I'm just being glad you're bringing up light that no one's they scared to talk about because they really are. They want to make everything sound like blacks are doing great everywhere. Blacks ain't doing great in Israel. Ain't no way. Find me where blacks doing great in Israel, and I'll give you a free ride over there. If they really doing that great, they can bring us all over there as Hebrew Israelites and give us what we Judah? I should be getting the whole gold down banks if I'm Judah. Why I ain't got the Golan Banks? Why is that? If I'm Judah, the chosen tribe, why am I not? I'm getting the Golan Banks. Somebody on this line, please answer that question, because you got the whole Western Hemisphere, Western brain, believing.
I'll like to answer.
Go ahead, please. Somebody.
It's just an illusion on our part in America.
Oh, another
we
illusion.
We have to get away from the illusion. It's just an illusion.
That's my favorite song.
That's mine too. I was thinking that, Justin. Go ahead.
Is that we gravitate when we see people that look like us, and they're in other parts of the country. We, for some reason, because of the fact that we're the lost tribe here in the United States, so we have to remember that the United States of America, that is our origin. That's where we came from. Our culture is from within, and stop trying to be connected to things that's not real. Those are not real. And then they don't even identify you guys, black Americans, black men, as real or even men. They look below you guys. They have been taught by your Democratic movie-making ass people. They send crazy movies all over the country, all over the world, different parts of the world, demonizing the black man. So y'all get connected with the Africans and the Israelites and want to be a part of that, and they don't want y'all. They don't look at y'all as being on their level. And we just go into an illusion.
Okay.
So I think we
every time we do it,
and realize that it's not real. And even when you talk about Hebrews, when you talk about
Hebrews, hold on,
Brother West, you next. Brother West, I'm gonna get everybody. I'm gonna make
sure. Okay, can I just take my last point?
Make your last point, and Brother West is next.
Okay,
go ahead, make your last point.
Okay, right, and then when we talk about the our Hebrews, and then you talk about the Enoch is from over there from where's he from? What part? Yeah, I can't remember the country I was just talking.
Well, go ahead, go. We got time. Time and frame.
Okay, go ahead, brother. That's all right.
Everything the black man and woman do over here in America, the whole fucking world copycat off us, man. Y'all answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I told you that. Why must I chase the cat? It's nothing but the dog in me. They know who the dog star people are. So I'm not going to tell you that you ain't learned that already. You know why they copy us. Because here it is, a slave population who came out of slavery is the richest group in the world. Can you explain how we're the richest group in the world and the most complaining group if we're the richest?
Yes.
But what
I
you
agree.
Say is...
But that's how the creation started, Dry Bones, is because after slavery in the
1800s. I'm not going to tell you that you're wrong. That makes sense to me that you're saying with this. All I'm trying to get you to see is why we complain so much about other people.
Right.
If you just said, if we're the first, I'm getting off the other people. I'm trying to figure out where we went wrong at. Where we. That's why people say, why you say we? We went wrong at. I'm not looking at no crackers no more. I'm not looking at no Anglo-Saxons no more. If I'm a poor
Because
that's
my wrong is with that. Hey, when we went wrong,
but what
we want to be with the enemy and assimilate the day ass instead
you,
of being original
you.
People. We want to integrate
but,
with the ass and need their validation.
Thank you, Brother West. Brother West, these said the first thing you got to ask yourself, what made us assimilate? It had to be sex. Now, I'm going to get deep now. I ain't got time to play no more.
But now here's the question. I'm going to add on what Brother Wesley said. We're talking about 2022 right now, the year of the fire. Who is your enemy?
Who
your
is
enemy
it?
Could look
party?
Like you. Your enemy could be in your own damn household right now.
Hold on.
Hey,
bro.
I'm like Bruce Lee.
Hold on.
The only enemy
I
got is me.
I want to answer the
inner me.
Hold on.
The inner me is my enemy.
Brother West, I want you to answer this really intelligent. I want everybody to answer. Now, y'all always call about the Egyptians, know thyself. I read in the report that Sister Shalene gave me, your body, under a vaccine, fights the enemy of your body to kill it, the vaccine.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. That's counter.
Is that right?
The body's an antibody.
Yeah.
Hold on. You sent me that, Brother West, and a bunch of y'all sent me the same thing. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the antibody is your body, is the antichrist.
Mm-hmm. That's right. There you go.
Okay.
And far
matter,
as war,
antimatter.
There you go.
We've been at war, sister. One third of them damn devils fell out of heaven. We've been at war. So that's how long the war been going on.
That's right. That's right.
So it's a galactic. Let me get some more calls out here. Y'all rolling today.
Yes, sir.
I told y'all.
If y'all
want to see anything to drop on, it's electronically now. Cash at me at Cash at Dry Bones.
Beat me up, Scotty.
Because I want y'all to realize we are already with the beat me up. Y'all have not realized. I hear y'all say things that say, bro, they ain't trying no more. Get that word out your mind, trying. That's gone.
Hey,
you
Bones,
in it.
Remember that song?
You in the actual.
Unidentified objects in the sky. Oh, my. Unidentified objects in the sky. Oh, my.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I want to speak on that,
drop on,
the nanotechnology that they have now.
Now, I'm going to give everybody a tip. Remember,
they have
you got
now,
put out now, I want a few shows. I want y'all to know, I'm one of the few shows to give y'all the power to control yourself. And come on, now, I need y'all to realize I want to hear from everybody. Because y'all being heard to the 10 regions of the world. See, the 10 regions ain't just America. The AWO, the UN has already made the Earth 10 regions already. Don't ask me why, because that's that 1 and 0. Wednesday night, ask Brother Eddie. Don't ask me. Ask Brother Eddie on Wednesday night. And we'll answer that. Now, I'm going to say this. We got to get ready. I got the doctor. There's a doctor. I'm going to talk to all of you who know. But Devil Blair was on my program. I would never, ever. That's the most cherished program. But I love Dr. Devil Blair. Dr. Devil Blair told you that they were going to do the Caduceus call. The Caduceus.
Yeah.
Somebody, come on. See what I'm saying? Now, y'all know y'all can
hear
y'all
that. Mute yourself, man. Mute yourself.
See, mute yourself. That's the ignorance of our people. I don't give a fuck about how you want to talk black shit to me. You are nigger ignorant if you can't even mute yourself. Thank you.
Well, bro, that could be electronic scrambling, man. You
don't
talk about knowledge. That might be AI.
Whatever y'all know, you know it's you. Now, if it ain't you, don't get mad. Whoever got that new, I give most people a chance. I don't want to cut you off.
Hey, Dry Bones, speaking of Devil Blair, let me tell you what happened with him some years ago. True story. Now, after Hidden Colors came out, all of a sudden I called the Hidden Colors Chitlin Circuit. After that movie came out, most of the people that was in that movie, you know, hate them a lot or whatever, start doing lectures. And so a lot of them start coming here and doing lectures. And the particular building where they was doing the lectures at here was packed. Every time one of them came in packed.
standing room only. Now, when Dr. Deborah Blair, when it's his turn to do the lectures, three or four people came.
See?
Think
wow.
about that for a minute.
Think about that for a minute. That Del Blair was telling
what kind of people came.
And he dropped more important information.
He was too deep. He was too deep.
All of them that came here.
Wow. They seem to gather to a lie instead of the truth. They'll run to
exactly.
the lie instead of come to the truth. And it's always
right.
been like that. It's
that's,
always
that's
been
a Bible
like
story.
It's like
and
that today.
He was coming.
You
they
only
lovers
got a few people listening to our
most
show,
our most our DNA people that you produce. Don't look about nobody else's production right now. We're going to DNA right now. DNA, we're going to DNA right now. We after 12 o'clock, those you who stay on the line, you about to get
oh,
DNA.
I forgot. If I can remember, he didn't charge for the lectures. Everybody else charged.
Everybody else charged
wow.
because he knew. And see, Sam, the one who gives the most is the ones you don't care about. The ones who want your money because you being pimped. You hoes. You
who am I, Johnson?
That's what
that's right. So the game must be, that's why the game must be told and not sold.
It tells you hoes. It calls up and says,
drop on. That's
whore.
Why you're getting your blessing, man. That's
I'm
why you're getting your blessing, bro.
I'm
it might not
I ain't got no problem.
Bro, but you're getting blessed from
happy.
Everywhere else.
Bro, I'm happy as hell right now in my life. The whores of Babylon. The whores of Babylon. And I don't have no problem because I watch the whores of Babylon. And the word Babylon means baby land. America is the youngest nation of all the nations that's been put together on the planet Earth.
Hey,
yep, that's why they must
say. So America goes, there goes the whole globe. The last
the
stand.
Globe.
America, and we
right.
all on
they,
the judgment.
Everyone wants to come to America and follow America.
Everybody.
And everything that America
you know,
does.
More black folks coming
besides
here than
Eddie
black folks here. Now, are y'all ready for this? I found this. The Nurses Association is about to go
mm-hmm.
under that. That's why I love women. See, women will fight. They will. They told you.
Yep.
They showed you this. They showed you this in the Black Panther. That motherfucker was gonna kill her dick for a dick she wasn't even getting. Okay. Okay. That's all I'm gonna say. And
Woo.
Now I'm gonna play why I say this. Cause Joan of Arc is a Masonic symbol. In the Nurses Association, there is Joan of Arcs in nursing. I'm going to play the one in Europe because you ain't going to get it in America. See, they use a black woman who you don't see no more. Where that black woman at the first vaccination? Y'all don't even ask where she at. That's how they know you dumb.
Oh,
hey,
she was
don't
a,
you
hey,
have
hey,
a black
on,
don't you have
on,
a black nurse
on.
Of mayor up in Buffalo now?
Hey, drop
no,
on.
Not the mayor.
That nurse you talking about from Jamaica.
I said the nurse. I said
hey,
the nurse.
On. I'm finna tell you.
The nurse.
Let me tell you.
Right, right, she's a nurse in Buffalo. The nurse.
Let me tell you, man.
They put
let me tell
in.
You before you go further.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
That
go
nurse, ahead. That black Jamaican lady that took that first shot, guess what? She was in the 4th of July parade last weekend riding in the convertible waving like she was Miss Universe, man. Hey, she was met with Biden. I had Joe Biden. She met
hey,
with I had Joe Biden.
Been, hey, she ain't made a speech. She ain't made a speech. She ain't made nothing considering that she should be famous right now that she took the first shot, but she in a parade. What part was it in? So I can look this up. What part? What part?
A parade.
It was up somewhere up north, man. Maybe New
okay.
York or maybe
Please
one of the small
Help
towns.
Out,
but see, that's the point because now they have a black, it's a black nurse. She was a veteran, supposed to be running for governor too if this governor now don't get back in. And just like I was trying to make a connection with your mayor from Buffalo, she's a nurse too. So why all of a sudden now we having these black nurses popping up running for office? That ain't no accident, bruh.
Not right. Right.
And
what
that nurse
remember,
did,
y'all, remember
to,
y'all.
Just speak of
Aaron. Remember,
hold
we
on.
Are on the two Americas. We're on the two Americas,
mm-hmm.
vaccinated mm-hmm. and the unvaccinated.
There you go.
They are using our... especially our black women as proxies, and keep this
man.
In mind.
Weaponized.
Yeah, it's weaponized
yeah, what
for
about,
sure, y'all.
What about,
we gotta
hey,
keep
hey,
this
what
in
about,
mind.
What
okay.
about that rapper that
on,
made
on.
That song
Let me
back
get,
that
I got,
thing?
I got two.
Juvenile.
Hold on, I got two. Go ahead.
What about,
go ahead. Say what you gonna say. I got two callers. I
yeah,
got,
yeah. That
call.
Rapper Juvenile had back that thing up. Now he got a song talking about back that thing up.
Oh yeah, what they're doing is they keep going to all the rappers that need money. All the rappers that need money, they go get paid, And
Dry
Bones,
remember when
I got two new callers. I want to get one. I got to get two of them in before we go to the next segment. We got to 11:30, 12:30. I'll bring everybody back in. But let me get these two new callers. 4853, and I got 6587 next. So 4853, go ahead. Let me do it.
Greetings, family. Greetings, greetings. I got one question I want to ask. I didn't really hear anybody speak to this. Where is the water going? Does anybody know? And how are they, I don't even know, draining the swamp? I don't know what the hell they're doing, but there's a lot of places that's going out of water, that blue gold. Anybody got anything, any answers to that?
Well, I got one.
Go ahead.
In Detroit, Lake Michigan, them Chinese, they sold the water right to the Chinamans. So the Chinamans taking that water high. And it's a lot of, what this heat is, a lot of evaporation, man. That's what's going on in the Midwest, in the West. It should evaporate real fast, man.
Nah, but some of the water that's disappearing is well water. It's underground water. It's not even
Hold on, time out. I got well water. I don't have no problem. In Florida, we have no problem. Now, I don't know what area you're in. So if you can give us a region. You want to give your region? Give us a region where you at, because I know Georgia buys water.
I'm in Carolina. It hasn't been bad here. I heard about Utah.
Georgia buys water from Florida. I don't know about the other. I don't know about the other regions, but Georgia buys water from Florida. That's a fact. Go ahead.
Well, you got the water wars between Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. All three of them fighting over water.
Right. Okay. What about this guy? Now, the brother. I'm on the brother. Tell me. So. What area are you in? Is your water coming from? Do you know where your water coming from?
No, a lot of our water comes from, I believe, North Carolina and here in the Carolinas. I'm in South Carolina, but I know that when it rains bad, just like when those hurricanes came through here the last 3 years, mm-hmm. they went through up in North Carolina. And matter of fact, Hurricane Florence went through up in South Carolina and went up there by Greensboro next to Charlotte, and it flooded Dillon and Lumberton and almost Georgetown when the water came back this way, because that's why they called South Carolina the Low Country. But I know they're complaining in Utah and other places in reference to well water not being there, because a lot of those farms and well-to-do places, their houses and their farms run off of well water. They don't use municipal water in certain parts of Utah, and they're saying everything is dried up.
I got well water.
Wow.
I'm gonna let you go, but your area, I can only speak for my area. We got well water, and you gotta have, most people got well water here in Florida. No, you gotta have a pump. It takes about almost eight to longer hours to dig through the coral rock to get to the well. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of time consuming. But go ahead. Well, now, go ahead, brother. What you gonna say?
It's a lot of extenuating circumstances with their water. Number one, you got fracking, you got HARP doing this shit with the weather controlling water, and also with this drilling, they can drill sideways, man. If you got something under your property, motherfucker, be 5 miles away and drill sideways to take your shit, man. There's so
Iraq,
many extenuating circumstances.
That's right.
That's right.
That is correct.
I want y'all to know that if you're not in our areas, that we got these coral rock in Florida. Coral rock is where the Bahamian populations who learned how to chisel out coral rock, which is an amazing process. Let me go to 5-6-5-8-7. I'm gonna get everybody in line before you got the 1 o'clock, everybody, because the board goes down. But you got to hear this clip. 8-6-5-8-7. I'm bringing you in. 6-5-8-7. 6-5-8-7.
Hello?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead. Go.
Okay, sorry. This is Sean Caddy.
Caddy, man, what's happening, bro? You know you much love. What's happening, brother?
Not much. You know, Caddy, I always tune in all day. You know, I always tune in, and what you mentioned about the Israel thing, I mean, I've seen it firsthand, and I mean, I'll probably be the first brother you probably might know that said I got kicked out of a country, banned from Israel for 5 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm glad. Go ahead, go. Tell them. Because I don't know. I know, but let them know that I know. Go ahead.
Well, the reason the Ethiopian Jews, I mean, it's originally their homeland, and they weren't, not saying the only ones there, but they're being trained to try to build that temple. All right, that's they need the black men to build the temple. That's the purpose of they're trying to do that. But regardless, all of it's in vain because they didn't read the prophecy. You understand? So the white folks, they come in there, they scavenge out the land. And here's the thing, so to clear it up for anybody who claims to be Israelites, Judahites, and all Dinahites, the fact is that the people of that land left on their own. That's why there is not a blessing mentioned coming back to the land to receive the riches, because during that time of Jacob's time, and they did sin, a lot of it.
Right.
So they walked
off
from the land. So to get back into the blessing, you got to understand our own transgression. You know, we think we're going to get blessed, but we're never looking at what did we do wrong, because in this world is evil. We can see we under the devil. There's human devils walking. And their nature is to do what they do. I mean, this is the Haitian president. I mean, yeah, we can feel sorry, but I mean, at the same time, he pretty much made himself a dictator. He did all this. People protest and riot. And I kept looking at it like, damn, something weird going to happen, because another leader in Africa, he got killed on the battlefield. So there's a lot of people, black leaders are being replaced right now. You know, and the whole New World Order thing, it's like I said, they're only interested in survival. I mean, think about this. Who in the hell going to go to Mars and leave billions of people here? I'm like, can you imagine that? We're going to go to another planet because we're destroying this one, and you guys got to stay here.
Total recall.
I bet they'll never get there. Because they can't survive there anyway. So it's like, what's the point?
They've been there.
Number one. Hey, my man, number one, they can't handle the sun. The earth heating up on their ass like Kwame said, like the whole sun on. They can't handle this new age coming too. They got to leave that goddamn planet.
Drought that's marching its way from the west coast heading east across the country, right?
Yeah, the heat, right?
That's right.
The heat.
Yeah.
That's what
there's a couple of reservoir lakes that have dried up already on the west coast, and it's slowly marching forward.
Hey, yeah. Now listen to that. Here's the extra question involved.
Let me say something real quick, man. Let me tell y'all something. When Lake Colorado dried up, guess what they found? They found a sculpture of the Egyptian our king, right where the damn water dried up, where the water table dried up. Guess what appeared? A statue of Egyptian king.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all.
When we speak of ancient Egypt,
Kathy, I'm gonna give you the next 3 minutes. Go ahead, next 3 minutes is you. Go ahead.
Okay. I think less than that. When we think about ancient Egypt, the capital, we only talking about a city. There were many cities, even in America, that black people had high technology. And that's why they won't let you go to certain areas in the Grand Canyon, because it's just
right. Off fucking limits.
The whole point is,
this is our history, and the only way we're going to get past it is we got to recognize who the enemy is and that they're doing their job. Stay the hell out of the devil's way. They going through destruction.
Stay
the hell out their way. I mean, they putting goddamn transgenders in the military. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Hell, I know I got to put a uniform on one day, but damn. Like, fuck. You know what I mean?
You got two sets of Jews fighting each other, K Street and J Street. The Khazarians and S, what you call them?
Yeah.
They fighting each other, man. Okay, so like you say, bro. Just find out who the enemy is. Get your game up. Get your vibration up. Well, if they come at you, you be like MC Jammer. They can't touch this.
Right. And then as far as the temple is concerned, don't focus on that actual physical temple over there. Worry about the temple that's on your body, that's in you, on the top of your head. Work on building that up. Don't worry about that physical building.
within
you.
Keep
the reason why, you gotta,
I speak on that,
you gotta remarry
because
yourself to the land.
Family members that they're trying to get, take part of that.
You gotta get reconnected to the land, people.
Antibody. The antibody fights anything coming what into the body that's not down with the body. Okay.
Mm. Mm. Yes.
You must retie yourself to the land because that's gonna be vital in the years coming ahead.
Yeah, it is gonna be. Hold on, let me get this in there because I know I want all y'all views on it. This is a nurse that has been totally taken into the mainstream of what I consider the Republican thinking. All these doctors, tons of doctors. Don't take you alone. You're not alone. Let me let you know that people are waking up. For somebody to get on real Blog Talk Radio, and now they're looking at all these doctors saying that we ain't going along with this, I want you to listen carefully. It's only 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Listen carefully.
Science doesn't know everything. We have been enslaved, and we are in a big hypnosis. That's what's happened. The biggest psychological warfare, MK Ultra project, has been launched on humanity, and it's working. So the few of us that are awake, the remnant, our job is to help awaken the others and shake them out of the hypnosis. And how do you do that? Remember what it is to be human, because everybody forgot. Literally, we forgot. You're staying away from one another. You're just getting instant everything. We're ordering off of Amazon, ordering instant food. Everything's digital, technology. I hate those stupid avatars. I'm sorry. But, you know, it's disconnecting you from who you are. You are beautiful. Don't mess it up. Don't put a mask over yourself. Don't make yourself into an avatar. You are made in the likeness of God. Why would you make yourself anything different? Stop following these tricks and these psychological warfare techniques that they're doing. Also, the television should always be shut off at all times. We were talking about that in the beginning, how they've for decades done research where you could have a TV on in the background. You can't really hear what they're saying. However, the tones and the frequencies and the colors used are done purposely to brainwash you. And if you just, there's a patent number, I don't remember it offhand, but if you look it up, it'll show you that the television was made to be a brainwashing device. It's called Tell a Vision. It tells you a vision and to program you. That's why their television programs is programming you. And the CIA has been behind the television programming and the movie industry for a long time. They give them the storylines. They tell them what to put in there. And there's lots of documents and data on that. So stop the biggest brainwashing device out there, and that will already start to awaken your mind and your heart. So what can you, I guess, I hear from nurses and doctors regularly in my messenger inbox, obviously. They're not willing to come forward, but they know what's going on. What can they do? Do you think that, well, I mean, at this point, I'm really upset, and I'd like to say stronger words, but I'll say disappointed. Because this, they took oaths. We're not making a product. We took oaths to take care of, we were given the honor and the privilege of a human life in our hands, literally, okay? And that you turn your back on your oath, and that you turn your head away for the dollar sign, you know who you're worshiping now. I'm sorry. I know what I was doing. I made choices, and I refused, and I had ultimatums on me. I've had death threats on me, but I would never do anything to hurt another person. And when these V's are rolled out right now, they are truly an experiment. There's something called the Nuremberg Code. If you don't know that, you should read on it. You are supposed to give informed consent. You're not giving informed consent because you don't even know all the data on this experiment that's laid out. Nobody should be forced into it. And you should tell the person that I cannot tell you that the benefits outweigh the risk, because not one person can tell you that. They should be honest and they should not coerce or force anyone into doing this. That is their human right duty. And they should, and if they do anything other than that, that's on their head. That's on their heart. And I am calling all of my colleagues out now. You should never do that to another human being, because we cannot dance around and hold each other's hands and walk on eggshells anymore, because we're talking about the future of humanity and people's lives at stake here. So, no, I don't have any sympathy. I don't have empathy for them, for anyone in the medical field right now. No. I'm sorry. I have to be harsh now, because the time is now to act.
It is time now. It's time to rise up.
They don't have an out. They don't have a get out of jail free card here. No way. They are contributing to crimes against humanity when they participate. And if they did not participate, if only just a certain percentage didn't, this would stop immediately. And I am calling all of them out, every single one of them. They need to do some soul searching right now.
100%. 100%. And it's not all of them. We have a very...
No, but there's a large, large majority. Okay. And those are the ones I'm speaking to. I think people know who have... It's unfortunate, but there's just a tiny sliver of us that are upholding our oath.
Yes. Yes. And remain true to it. It's phenomenal to see. And it's, you know, it makes my heart sing.
I have to be harsh with that now.
That's the nurse's
oath. Drop on.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sound like she's been listening to Westbrook.
Somebody talking in the background the whole time.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't talk. I'm going to find out. See, that's what I say. The ignorant niggas on this program. Ignorant. I have no love for ignorant niggas. You're going to get your deal.
Sound like a lady's back down.
Turn your microphone down. I give you the opportunity on this program to put yourself on mute. Most people won't even do this to you.
Let me get this out.
I ask you to be quiet. Be quiet. I'm finding out who's doing this. I don't need you to talk, because you ain't helping if you're talking. I'm going to find out who it is, and that's why I say, if you ain't got enough respect, don't call this program. Go on some other show. I don't care about you. I ain't making no money off your dumb ass by letting us hear your dumb shit. Okay, let's get it going.
Hey, can I be heard? Hey, drop on. That Pat number, what that lady was talking about, y'all check this number out. 51597 03.
Right.
That's the Pat number that she was talking about for how these subliminally people making them do crazy shit off the television
now,
and everything.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you why she's saying it.
51597 03.
Now, me and you was on the same planet. Stay with me. Don't go nowhere. Now, this lady, y'all got to look her up. Her name is Dr. Carrie Maji. It's M-A-D-E-J. She is called the Joan of Arc of scientific stuff. They call her, she said COVID is a scam for transhumanist agenda. It's coming out of her mouth, not my mouth. Her name is Dr. Carrie M-A-D-E-J. They call her, what I just told you, Joan of Arc. That should be, Joan of Arc is, never mind. Anyway, she is the COVID scam. She says a transhumanist agenda. Look what she says. To inoculate humanity with a gene therapy that changes the DNA and turn it into cyborgs where every breath that is monitored, every breath is monitored. Activates every Moderna, ain't that the COVID vaccination? Moderna vaccine, which altered the RNA, DNA, is called the, it's not called Luciferase. It's called the Sarian.
Didn't the police say a long time ago, every breath you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you?
I'll be watching you, thank you. And if, hold on, and you know that your boy, hold on, so you know, before you start to talk, let me finish. I said before you start to talk, let me finish. I'm going to make that clear to y'all. Now, according to what the police said, every breath you take, I'll be watching you, is what the DNA will do. It's called Luciferase. Luciferase. It's not called Lucifer. It's Luciferase. I looked at the translation, and I heard them say it. Lucifer erase is what it's called in the occult world. It's a program that our DNA to make humanity an AI hybrid, and it's easy to control by implanting a digital vaccine ID that allows the control of every personal Lucifer, if y'all don't think this is real and you ain't that bright and you don't like to listen to black people and you hate your own people.
Yes, sir. That's why it's all controlled off your corona, your aura, your light.
There you go.
Jumping in your everybody light and fucking with your aura.
That's right.
That's why it's now, light.
And that's why I told Wes to talk, because Wes sent it. Wes sent it. Now, Wes, I didn't even see Wes sent it until I actually put it on the show. I put it on the show, didn't even know until I looked at everybody, because I WhatsApped you. You put it on WhatsApp. I'm like, oh, let me see what you guys, I said, let me see what Wes is saying. Oh, shit. You was on, the show was already done before you even gave it to me. And so, and here's the code, everybody. If not, here's the code. The word is LUCIFERIN, then it's called dash LUCIFERASE, based in micro device in Biosyrin, and this is where the patent is at. So we all was made to believe that Microsoft put the patent in for it. Microsoft only put the patent in because facts matters for the world organization. Here's their patent. 2020-06-06-06. The application does mention technology allowing people to actively be monitored in exchange for cryptocurrency. Now, if you don't realize what that just said, it says to be monitored for exchange for cryptocurrency.
Wow.
Hey, drop on.
Okay.
Drop on.
Jump in.
Wow.
You remember 3 months ago when Elon Musk was talking about how cryptocurrency, he lost a lot of money in cryptocurrency because he was trying to get the average man to walk away from digital currency so he would stay in poverty, so he would be forced to take the shock or whatever the case may be. So I don't know if anybody ever listened to that video back in the day, Rabbi Abby Finkelstein. But he is an Ashkenazi, and he says that even when we lie, there's some truth in it, which is a beautiful oxymoron.
You talking about Rabbi Finkelstein that said that we were eating McDonald's with them, had human beings, that one?
Yep, and they talked about everything
that
the Ashkenazi did. They own Hollywood. They own the drug game.
I got the clips. We played it for the whole show. We played that, that rap.
Listen, exactly.
I'll
tell you what. I can share with you guys.
Hold on. Everybody can talk. Let me give everybody a chance. I'm going to give everybody a chance. We're going to do it on the current channel. Everybody get 1 minute.
You brought about Microsoft.
You said first. You get the first 1 minute. Go ahead. Go.
Right. You brought up Microsoft. I just read an article 2 days ago that the U.S. military basically canceled Microsoft as their main communication technology infrastructure company. And it's because of all this hacking that's been going on. They're not going to tell you the whole story.
That's right.
I think they all were competing for the Pentagon contract, and the Pentagon denied Microsoft the contract because their software is basically not hack proof. Also, Tyler Perry was saying he wasn't right. Yeah, it was not hack proof. Also, Tyler Perry, the vaccine, back to the vaccine. Tyler Perry was saying he wasn't going to take the vaccine. In some kind of way, Oprah and Gail got to him, and he literally went and did a whole infomercial about taking the vaccine and being vaccinated. Also, with the vaccine, people don't realize when you take that vaccine, you become an airborne. You can release airborne carriers. You're actually an airborne carrier at that time because once that vaccine neutralizes your nucleus inside of your cells, it's literally turning you into a transport device or a transhumanism, and they can also transmit
a weapon.
The mining of the Bitcoin
a
through
weapon.
Your
thank you, man.
Through
I heard somebody
DNA.
Say weapon. I heard somebody say weapon, and that's what it is. I came from DARPA. Now, I don't know why y'all can't read this by now, because I'm not that bright. And if I can figure this out, and I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, how are you going to tell me that this not facts? DARPA says that they're working on this program that they want. They always use that they want to kill enemies. Like, we use it for the enemies. You the enemy. I told you this a long time ago when I gave you the literature back in the day, all you Masonic lodges. I'm calling y'all all out right now. No good bastards. We gave you booklets. Showed you. They were going to do this. Showed you. And all you did was, you act like you was, great. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. That's what they did. Now, I'm going to use a Jesus story on y'all, you know, good niggas. See, the Jesus story is real. See, it's not like he's a real person. He's a real analogy that the people around you are your worst enemies. The people around you are your enemies. They pretend. See, they are amalgamated you into believing. All you on here may be friends, and you may not be. We don't know, because if you can't turn your own goddamn phone down, that's a test. You don't think we know we're doing tests on your fucking asses? You think we listen to you for nothing?
Hey, Bone.
Can I say something?
Hold on. You can say something. I'm going to tell you who your God is right now. I ain't got time to play because time is short. They about to collapse the country. They're going to collapse the country. All your regions, your government will show you what they're going to do to you. Mine will fight. Yours, ask yourself what yours is going to do. Your land
Absolutely.
That you're in now, are they going to fight back, or are they going to let the federal government take control? You better ask yourself that.
Yeah.
Chicago, I love y'all to death. I love y'all to death. But to watch black folks go along with Lori Lightfoot is telling me.
But that's a good point, because right now I can tell you who's going to fight. It ain't going to be the people from Chicago. It's going to be the rednecks, so-called rednecks, whatever, from downstate. Them the ones that's giving governor hell push them back.
Buffalo,
the people
Buffalo,
up here not
Buffalo,
doing it.
Buffalo. Let's go to Buffalo, because I'm going to all the areas that I'm associated with. Buffalo. Region 2. You know the Arabs can't even. You know the Arabs can't stand y'all. You know the Arabs don't give a fuck about y'all. Let's talk real talk. Don't give a fuck about you. Ain't gonna fuck. As long as you give them money. Now, our black folks, I got a black face. They got a woman named India, which is very, very strange. India.
I don't know. This might be kind of iffy with her.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question.
Shut up.
Buffalo, a lot of men in Buffalo play gangs. I already know how Buffalo works. Buffalo is very weak. Very weak energy. You were in Niagara Falls, Tesla. All the energy points is right there. But they have destabilized our people so bad that other people come in and take over all the real estate. Let's go to real estate. I got a website. I looked up everybody real estate that I know. Let me just say this. Y'all can quit playing games with dry bones. You own no
dry
real estate. You own no real estate at all. Black folks should stop lying to themselves.
You don't own it.
The houses that y'all got, you barely got them. Go ahead. What you going to say, dry bones? I heard somebody say dry bones. Let's just be real. What you going to say?
Yeah, what I want to say, just like what you're speaking to, is real interesting that some of the major cities and states that they bankrupt first are the ones that are coastal. You know what I'm saying? I think Florida was one of the first states that had to do a reset. They were basically bankrupt, and then they came back financially.
Came back.
And the same thing, like you're saying, Buffalo, New York, Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota, all of those states up there on that borderline of, you know, America and Canada, because they want to put that infrastructure in to control it. So just like you're saying, if the shit hit the fan in America, there'll be no way to get out, because that's where the walls are. And when y'all were talking about that song, I wanted to talk about Pink Floyd's song, The Wall.
Oh,
you know, we don't need no education. We don't
need
no false information. No. Right, exactly.
Yeah. Keep going. I'm listening.
Hey, Drybo, I want to share something with you guys.
I would like to make a comment.
Hold on.
I'll give my time to the sister, Drybones.
Thank you.
I want to be fair to everybody, because I know the time. We got time, but I know in 10 minutes, I can't take nobody. So I'm going to get everybody. Sister, you go give me a few 30 seconds, because you know how radio works. 30 seconds. Give me 30 seconds. Go ahead. Right.
Okay.
Right,
I want to talk about the video that you played earlier with the lady that was talking about how we are all digital. We order food. We don't go out. We don't socialize. We don't communicate anymore. And then COVID got us covering up our masks. That is all called they're defining us of nature. And she's telling you to push back because if we're not happy with being with people and enjoying our life and not happy about our beautiful faces and we cover them up, and we now find out that COVID is only it's very insignificant. We're heading to a very gloom, dark place, like your President Biden has stated. So we have to fight back because if you sit down and just settle for anything, you know, you're not going to be happy. If you settle for not being happy or being mistreated or neglected, you're going to be miserable. And this is the world that they want us to be in. Go get your food. Go socialize with, you know, with your friends and family and stop believing that this COVID is the danger zone. COVID ate up everything, cancer, heart attacks, kidney problems. That's why you hear someone says COVID killed such and such. We have to, this is an experiment, and you are, and we are allowing AI and COVID to take over our lives. So I just want to say that was a very good video, and we should, you know, learn from it.
Well, now, let me just say this.
We've been 201.
Now, I'm going to say this because I want, somebody said drive on. Brother Kwame, that's you?
Right.
Go ahead. Go.
Okay, and I'm grateful for that sister just saying nature deficit disorder is what she's talking about. That's the new psychological DSM-4 and 5 definition of disconnecting us from nature because what they're using is Defense Advanced Research Project in order to help propel what is called the panatomic. The panatomic is China is saying by 2030 they will be the AI supremacist of the world. The AI supremacist of the world. And what you're looking at is with DARPA. That's what it is, the Defense Advanced Research Project. They're also utilizing what China's creating to create this world of AI supremacy. This is what we're in right now, and this is what the vaccination and the nanoparticles in making us into receivers for the transmission of what they're doing with this new technology. And this is what Microsoft, and this is why even outside of Microsoft now, because Microsoft can be hacked, what they're doing is creating something that cannot be hacked. And that is the crypto system.
Listen, you have to understand that. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go.
Yes. Yeah, I'll share this with you guys. This is very important because they will succeed. And they did release a movie in 2018. Everybody go and watch this movie because all the messages are in the movie. The name of the movie is called Real Player One. Everything you guys have talked about here is reflected in that movie. And actually, the pinpoints are shown what is the target. The name of the movie is called Real Player One. It includes transhumanism, the merging of technology in the human where in the virtual world, you can actually, all your senses are stimulated by actual mechanical additions to the body in the suits that they have in that movie. Second, the Asian and the Anglo conglomerate to concede power or share power is shared throughout the movie, even to the end of the movie, where you see the Asian characters and the Eurocentric characters are the saviors in the end that share power. The name of the movie is called Real Player One. It's a virtual type movie merged with a real reality movie. It's pretty much the program set for the next generation.
Now,
second,
now,
the movie
brother,
is slated to occur in the year.
Hold on, before you go over the way. Now, this brother here, who just spoke to you, me and him go way back. We don't go too far how we go, but we go way, we connected at the cores. He did a documentary for us. One day, in front of a group, said, "Who is our enemy?" And to this day, he gave the whole location in New York with the symbols and everything. I'm asking you, brother, please, find a way to do that for us because that is where it all is at. It's at the Port Authority.
You found it. You need to talk about it. You need to make it clear. The Port Authority, you did it. I'm not going to go into what you did, but your research was phenomenal. If you don't carry this on, I'm going to call the gods of heaven to conscious you forever to your death.
We got to sit down and do it, brother.
Yeah. I'm telling you, straight up, we ain't got time to play. You gave the most comprehensive, unbelievable report. If you don't use that for what you see now, you know way more than the average.
Yeah.
Way more than the average.
We got to do it. Everything has to line up for that movie. I mean, it's for it to be done. It will be lined up. But back to what I was saying, I say everybody watch that movie called
Not
Real.
Not just that movie. Watch your documentary that you did, Who Is Our Enemy? You made that clear to everybody that our enemy, I mean, you won the first. You've been on this program for almost 7 years. You won the first to put out the whole diagram on the Port of Authority in New York, the pictures, everything. Bro, you got to bring that back so our people can see. Remember, we under a heavy spell. Witchcraft is beautiful if you can bewitch it. That's why I used to love Bewitched. I still watch Bewitched today. Andorra name. But y'all don't know about Bewitched. See, that's why I say when you get older, you can learn. Tabitha. Look at Tabitha. Tabitha. Andorra.
Bombay.
How much do we got to say to you? Keep it going.
Bombay. What about Bombay?
Dr. Bombay. Thank you, bro. Dr. Bombay. Thank you. Come on. He used India.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Hey, when he used to do his rituals and she called him
from India.
when she used to call him for help and he was out doing his rituals, he definitely had on that Moorish regalia when he pop up.
Thank
a lot
you.
Of times he had on the
Thank you.
That
he
Moorish
had
regalia.
The Bible states, I'm going to tell y'all just straight up. I don't care what you look it up. Go get your concordance. The Bible states the holy man wears a diadem. It ain't called a head wrap. It's called a diadem. A diadem, which I did wear for a lot of years. Keep it going.
And it also says that you're supposed
Washington
to cover your head when you come into the temples.
George Washington, the 12th Indian.
Go ahead.
All I know is everybody wants to rule the world.
Hey,
everybody
George Washington being the 12th Hindi out of Cincinnati, which was actually
Cincinnati.
Oh,
Cincinnati. Thank you, man.
Cincinnati.
How many people ever knew there was a society called the Society
of
Cincinnati?
The
Cincinnati Bengals. Look at the name. The Cincinnati Bengals. Ain't no Tigers in Cincinnati.
Yeah, ain't.
Isn't
and look
it
at
college, college basketball team, Cincinnati Bearcats?
Yeah, you go.
What's the name of that nurse again, that whistleblower nurse? I'm trying to research that. What's the
name
of that nurse?
Her name is Dr. Carey. Dr. Carey, M-A-D-E-J. Dr. Carey, M-A-D-E-J. Yeah.
M-A-D-E-J.
I don't know why she got that J at the end, but that J is significant. They call her the Joan of Arc. I was like, damn, that's some Masonic shit, Joan of Arc. They know that she was Go ahead, jump in. French, Joan of Arc is from France, everybody. France.
Just look up that fat number, man. You niggas, look up the fat number, 5159703. Okay, look at that fat number.
Hey, Bone.
No, y'all ain't gonna do it.
Bone.
I'm gonna do it. I don't know about the rest of them.
Does this tie into the complete debt that the United States owed even France from helping them win the war? Remember,
that's right.
France set up the blockade. They coming back with
the
gold.
And that's why the Haitians. Did y'all know that? Somebody said, I know about the Haitians. But did you know the Haitians got to pay France reparations? Did you know that? Did you know that?
Haiti got free of France, I think, supposedly in the 80s or something, and then France went back to them and said, you owe us $1 billion. See, just
That's
like
right.
You're saying, a lot of people don't know, a lot, and Haiti paid them in gold. A lot of people don't know how many resources
Thank you, man.
On that land.
Thank How are you
oil
gonna pay
and
somebody?
Gold.
How are you gonna pay somebody?
Let me ask y'all something. I hate.
Come on, man. Come on.
Let me ask y'all something.
They got a lot of resources: oil, gold, cobalt, a lot of stuff.
Right. I want to ask y'all a question. Okay, if Haiti them know this voodoo, this magic religion, why the fuck they want to use it on France instead of using it on each other? See, that's our goddamn problem. We're so busy want to fight each other, and see, we can't use it on the damn enemy.
There you go. There you go, right there.
We want to fight each
right
goddamn
there.
Each other instead of the real enemy, man. If they know voodoo, put it on the goddamn French.
But the same thing is going to listen to somebody lie to you than to go to somebody that's going to tell you the truth. So they'll rather kill each other than to go take care of their enemy. Because, you know, the enemy is telling them, we're going to kill you. But instead of the enemy killing you, well, we'll just kill each other and kill our own selves off.
Now you got
psychological fucked up shit.
But you
got to
understand now, though.
They didn't stop. They didn't kill babies in Buffalo doing the same thing in Chicago in Buffalo. Killing each other, going around shooting each other, killing innocent people. That's not before we used to can just they would go out and just shoot who they gonna kill. Now they just killing everybody.
But now you have to understand the Haitians are caught up in a quagmire because now America's meddling through proxy. When I say proxy, the oligarchs of Haiti are all minions and controlled by American corporations and most likely deep-seated elements in the government. And they use them as proxy so that America does not appear to be a colonizing a government. But in Haiti, you hear the name of the Clintons, how far deep they're involved in the government of Haiti. We're going back from since 1915. The Haitians are fighting a struggle right now not to consider America as a full enemy in a deep spiritual sense. If they go to battle, in a spiritual realm, America will come up in that. Because, again, the propped-up oligarchs there are all propped up by the American government. A lot of Haitians have danced around it. You have the bold ones like the Ezzedine Dantor that will come out, but it's like a catch-22 per se. Now, recently, the oligarchs were threatened by the potential coming together of the so-called gangs in Haiti, which were pretty much out-of-work police officers who have not gotten checks, who have not gotten paid, who have been left out of the social sharing of power. There's a guy who called himself Barbecue, believe it or not. He became the most recent vocal leadership in terms of rallying the gangs in the slums together. And in one of his most recent speeches, he stated that they will now start to focus on the elite. They will now start to point their attention on the rich who have been strangling the country, permitting them to live in chaos, who controlled all elements of the government in terms of the appointing of all of the political leaders from local to state to government. So he has been the most vocal point. His name is Barbecue. He called himself Barbecue. He's a native Haitian ex-police officer. What they were doing is now preparing to gather themselves together and go at the oligarchy, the elites. They even now coined the phrase of stink elites. They call them bourgeois santé. That's the term now that the Haitians have picked up, the rebel ones, call them the stink bourgeois. So now they were beginning to prepare themselves, or they were vocalizing that they are going to take another stance of justified vengeance or justified warfare against the oligarchy, which when you go deeper, these are Syrian. They're not even black Afro-Haitians. They're Arabs. Syrians and a few Anglo-controlled corporate representations of America. So this is how serious it gets. I mean, when the Haitians go into a spiritual warfare, America's name is going to come up at the center, and it is, believe it or not. And nobody wants to really.
Well, hold on. We already. Hold on. I'm gonna let you talk for a minute. Because Haiti, this is going to affect South Florida tremendously. Because no one talks about that
the Haitian vice president, his first lady is in Miami right now. No one knows she's in Miami right now. She showed up in Miami. Now let's go. Yeah. Let's go there. I'm gonna keep you on line.
Yeah, the reason that it really assassinated them because he. Of course, he's a puppet. He's actually in the favor of, he does all the willing of America, believe it or not. So the Haitians are not really surprised that he's gotten killed because it's not really the Haitians. The Haitians do not see the means of getting rid of him that way. However, the losing of the control over these ragtag, they call them gangs. Sometimes they denigrate them, but these are not gangs. These are your working men. In a society mm-hmm. who now cannot feed their families, they're tired of the economy the way it is, and they call them gangs to dismiss them. But unfortunately, he cannot rein them in. So the game was to actually remove him and to bring in another occupation through either America or the UN, which is proxy for America. So this is a move by the oligarchs that showed their hand, you know.
Hey, I'd like to ask you a question, brother. What was the brother's name? I think it was during Bill Clinton's time. No, it was around Bill Clinton's time. He was president of Haiti.
Aristide.
Yeah, they kidnapped him. Where did they take him to Brazil? What did they take him
South
to
Africa.
When they took him out?
South Africa. South Africa accepted him.
Right.
And he was a priest.
He was doing,
number one,
he was doing.
They need to run that goddamn Catholic church out of there, man. All the goddamn Catholic church, they need to run their motherfucking ass out of there.
See, you're forgetting. What was the edict of the Pope, what was that Pope Francis, about go throughout the world, and when you find people that don't worship our God, see, everything is going full circle. These jackals are one-trick ponies, man.
Yeah, that's the paper bull.
Haiti.
Man. That's the paper bull. Doctor,
Haiti.
Doctor
right.
of Discovery. That's what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Haiti is in the – all of these islands are part of the American seas, and that's another reason why Haiti looks so much more to the mainland, which is America, Turtle Island, or whatever you want to call it. Instead of looking out anywhere else, all the European nations were attacking this side of the world. Just like, for example, world wars didn't start until they got control of the empire, which is this landmass. They had the Civil War after they got control of the Americas. Then they created Hitler. But really, they weren't fighting Hitler. They were just dominating all places where melanated people were. They went through Africa. They went through South America.
That world war been going on a long time, man. We done discussed that with the fallen angels out of heaven. That world war been going on a long white time, man. Okay? Yeah. With that, they had a nuclear war in South Africa. Dry Bones played the clip from that, man. They've been warring for a long goddamn time on this planet, man. Over this planet.
Right.
Over us, mainly.
Hold on. I'm glad you brought that up because, again, thank you, brother. Me and you got to get together. I told you we got to do something down here in South
Drop
Florida.
On, call that brother Delbert. Call him Delbert Blair because he sounds just like him and his energy is just like Delbert Blair. That's who that brother is.
We call him the Luck Man. Luck Man put together a documentary a long time ago for a group of us, and he said, "Know thy enemy." And he came up with something that was very unique because I didn't even know this architecture of the Z because he's an architecture designer. He found in the Port Authority of New York an architecture of Masonic design by a Masonic architecture who showed you the whole story in architecture. And he found it. I tell him he needed to do it. He don't know how valuable that information is. I guess I do. I don't know if he still do, but I do. I know it's valuable. To me, he laid down the foundation of what's going on. Now, we keep thinking that everybody's white. I had many people come on here. I had the senator come on here. He said, our people believe only in white people. And that because of that was done on purpose. Don't you